two, one.
Meli Kalikimaka. Aloha. I am your host, May Leilani, and this is the Universal Spiritual Connection. Mahalo to all the listeners of Paradise, Pal Talk, and BBSRadio.com. Our call-in numbers are toll-free, USA 888-228-4494, Canada 877-489-6350, and our direct line, same area code, 530-776-5154 or 776-5185 and 876-9916. I want to welcome each and every one of our listeners this day. This is a gift of love to each and every one of you.
We did get on. Your audience is not hearing me, just the callers on the line. So don't worry, this is not going out over the air. But we did get Alan on the separate digital.
Thank you, Don. I love you for it. Anyway, I want to thank you to all the listeners for your divine patience. For our show, our special Christmas show with that is extended out to each and every one of you. Please forgive me. I just want to laugh here. I'm so thrilled and so excited that I have the opportunity to give back to each and every one of you that have given me so much this year, that have fully enriched my own life. I have learned so much from all of you, and for a very successful year in radio. So this is my gift to
someone
each and every.
Someone might want to turn off their background noise.
Okay. Anyway, give us just one moment, please. I'm going to have to ask my guest on the show to please turn down their volumes and to their computers and so forth. So don't mind us. Hey, this is a great thing that's happening today. So anyway, it is a great honor and a pleasure to give back to all of you that have enriched our lives. On this note, I personally want to welcome all the listeners to the Universal Spiritual Connection Radio Room, to all the listeners of Spiritual Sharing in Unity, Owner Free Child. Also, to all the listeners that are in Duncan Dice's room, which he is the owner. Great places to be. Welcome to all of you. We have an incredible show that has been designed with all of you in mind for today. And first of all, what I'd like to do is bring forth Alan Wilkins to the show to start off this show, extending a divine blessing for all the listeners today. Welcome to the show, Alan.
Hi, Leilani.
It's an honor to have you. Aren't you excited about today?
I'm very excited. It's going to be a wonderful show.
Oh, thank you. I know that you had a special blessing that you wanted to extend to all the listeners today, so I'm going to turn the show over to you.
Yes, I have the blessing of Archangel Raphael, which is one of the many healing prayers. And it goes like this. Yuti lun yinta fira shira invo natis. Supo yuti lun quod fir ilaja sutaka. Nati nasiti winpro lun timaka soko. Ziat quod ziri semula nutani. Nubaka zuten luni imaklin. Zuten turi tani. Dutoma Ra, which roughly translates to, let the light of heaven enter your heart, let the warmth of God embrace you, so deep within the wholesome glow, burning bright to soothe the pain we birth, release thy angels, release thy pain tonight. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Alan. And before we go any further with the show today, I'd like to share each of our guests today a little bit about themselves and then welcome them onto the show. Before I begin to proceed to invite all my guests for this show. I'd like to repeat those call-in numbers to all our listeners. For the USA, toll-free 888-228-4494. Canada, 877-489-6350. Direct line, same area code, 530-776-5154 or 776-5185 and 876-9916. The first guest I would like to share with all of you today is Frances. Now, what's wonderful about this young lady is I've had the honor to work with her for the past 6 months. She is a team leader of the World Global Healing Circle of Light, and it is a real honor to have her with us today. Now, what you're going to love about Frances is that she is a third-generation psychic reader and healer. So before we go any further, let's all give Frances a warm welcome to the show. Are you with me, Frances?
I sure am. Hi, Leilani. It's so good to be with you.
I know. Isn't this exciting?
It is. I'm terribly excited.
Excellent. Well, there's other information I'd like to share with all of you as well about Frances, is that she is not only a tarot aura reader, but she's also a terrific healer with an acute sense of smell. As a Roman Catholic background, she was recognized by the clerk of the church as a seer and a healer. She was also recognized and allowed to lead laying of hands to assist the sick in her own church. So welcome, Frances, welcome.
Thank you so much.
Now, I understand that you have some other gifts as well, and I'd love for you to share that with us. I understand that you're now shifting into animal communication as well. Is that correct?
That's right. My abilities seem to be expanding as I go along in age, and the most recent acquisition is clairaudience as connected with animal communication. And I've had some very recent and very wonderful experiences with some wild animals and been able to assist them in very small but very important ways. And for that, I'm entirely ecstatic and grateful to the universe.
Well, thank you. Now, I also, would you share with all our listeners today about your father's background? He was very well known for his Mexican music, and share a little bit about the Three Rainbow tunes as well with us.
Yes, my father was a musician, as was my mother. My dad came from Mexico and was within the tradition of mariachis. And so when he was a teenager here in the United States, he formed his own band, and they traveled throughout the southern portion of Colorado, predominantly the San Luis Valley, going from small town to small town, playing their music. And it took on the name of the family ranch in Mexico, which is Los Tres Arcos. It means three rainbows. That's also the name of my website. And we've carried on that tradition throughout the family. We're very musical and get together for family reunions. And we have about 15 different types of bands within the family.
And very quickly, if you would you please share your website and email address with all our listeners today?
Well, my website address is www.franincolorado.live.spaces.com, and my email address is readingsbycandlelight, all one word, .hotmail. I use those both in conjunction. Los Tres Arcos kind of gives me an opportunity to put out some photographs and some announcements. And then, of course, I do my readings appointments through readingsbycandlelight@hotmail.com. So people are welcome to get a hold of me either way if they're interested in a little bit of assistance in whatever endeavor they might be into right now.
Thank you, Francis. And let's welcome Elizabeth Rowe to the show. She's a hypnotherapist and has a Native American Cherokee heritage. She has come today to share her wonderful gifts of tarot, spirit readings, energy healing, crystal healing, and touch therapy with each and every one of you today. Welcome to the show, Elizabeth.
Hi, Jasmine. It's nice to be here. I'm excited.
Yes, it is. I am so thrilled, and I can't wait to we get everyone onto the show and start taking our callers in for today. I'd like to ask you to share your email address and any other thoughts that you would like to share with our listeners.
Okay, I'd like to do that. Everybody can reach me at Emerald Lioness and at emeraldlioness@hotmail.com. I also have a webpage that I'm very proud of, and that is www.angelspiritualparadise.com/emeraldlioness.
That's very, very nice. Now, you had a wonderful experience and partnership and relationship with your great-grandmother. Would you share a little bit with our listeners today about the hawk experience that you had?
Most certainly. She was a full-blooded Cherokee Indian, and she used to sit me on her lap, and she would just tell me stories, and she would know, I would tell her things before she ever told me, and she would tell me that I, you know, had received my gifts handed down from, you know, from generation to generation, that soon I would understand things. And of course, as I grew up, I just sort of listened, and as a child, my mom wouldn't, you know, I was not encouraged to let those things grow. Of course, as we got older, I accepted them a lot more. I've been able to help many, many people. I enjoy what I do. I do meditations where I channel spirit through and have messages for each person that I do that for. It's just a blessing.
Thank you, Elizabeth. Without further delay, let's also welcome Alan Wilkes to the show. He is an author of The Angelic Wisdom and Light. He speaks the angelic language, direct communication, and voice of the seven dimensions of the angelic realm. Not only does he have full-time communication with the angelic realms, he is also a spiritual artist. Welcome to the show, Alan.
Hello, Leilani.
It's a great pleasure to have with us. Tell us very quickly, if you would, about what inspired you to write your book called and titled Angelic Wisdom and Light.
Ever since I was 3 years old, I've had very strong connections to angels. And throughout the years, my knowledge has developed, to which I wanted to share my knowledge to be able to give people some more indication of how they can connect with their angels in both spiritual and their physical lives.
Well, thank you, Alan. And by the way, thank you for the blessing that we all received today. It was a real honor to be in the presence of the angelic language. Without any other delay, let's welcome also Georgette to the show. And she is also a Reiki healer and a angel and tarot card reader herself. Welcome, Georgette.
Hi, Jasmine.
How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I can tell you're all excited, aren't you?
Yeah.
I can see a smile from ear to ear, and it's a real pleasure to have you on here with us. If you would you share your website, email address with our listeners, and anything else you would like to share with our listeners today?
Okay, my website is www.angelspiritualparadise, and you could reach me at angelbaby2298@yahoo.com. I have been studying angel readings as well as tarot pretty much my whole entire life. I I have got the Reiki 1. I'm studying Reiki 2 right now, and I also do some remote viewing.
Wonderful. So you will soon be able to share the remote viewing with all of us, so we'll have to do a special show with you, Georgette. But I want to say that it's an honor to have you with us today. Real quick, before I welcome our last guest here to the show, I want to invite all our listeners today to visit my show page with bbsradio.com. I have a wealth of information about each of our guests for today and all their website, email addresses. And especially with Alan as well, I have a different link for him if you're interested in his book that he has written. I've had him on our show in the past, and I also am the proud owner of The Angelic Wisdom and Light, written by Alan Wilkes. So let's invite our next guest to the show, and her name is Veronica. And she also has come forth today experiencing the divine light that she chooses to share with each and every one of you. She is a Reiki practitioner, so welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
And you've been doing this work for quite some time as well, haven't you, Veronica?
I have. I was a Mahikari member since the age of 18. And then was introduced to Reiki about 6 years ago.
And explain to us what Manikani is, if you would, real quick for the listeners.
Okay, Fukio Mahikari is a spiritual organization. It is Japanese. They give light. They call it Okiyomi. And it's for the spirit, mind, and soul. And it's a wonderful organization that does assist and help many individuals.
Wow, thank you. Thank you very much. Now, you have a special way that you would like for anyone that is interested in contacting you for a scheduled reading or healing to be able to get hold of you. Would you share that with our listeners?
Yes, they can contact me via email. My email address is Gemini Sister Loves Her Twin at yahoo.com. Also, I have a room in Pal Talk, Gemini Sister's spiritual reading room. They can also request more information.
Thank you. Well, this is it, everybody. Today we are going to give each and every one of you a gift of love of 2008 messages. Or if you choose, if you have a concern, or you would like some guidance in your direction in your own personal life, spiritual growth, whatever it is, we are here to serve each and every one of you. So feel free to call us in, because we have a whole bunch of powerhouses here today, and we are thrilled to be able to extend our spiritual gifts to each and every one of you. And so we will, matter of fact, Don, if you can hear me.
I can hear you, but we have no phone lines. We're using them all.
Aha, uh-huh. Okay.
See, I mean, you want me to hook up station one numbers? You can have those for maybe half an hour or so.
Okay, that would be nice.
Hey,
so,
Don, I got a little problem over here. I can hardly hear anything.
It's your line. Your line's very bad.
It's our weather,
Zach. We're, anyway. Aloha, everybody. We're on the radio. Oh, this is great. Well, I'll tell you what. Okay, we're going
to... You'll want to give out the station two call, the station one calling numbers.
Okay. So... I've just been notified that we will be using Station 1's call-in number, so we're going to redirect you all to those call-in numbers. And, of course, I don't have them in front of me here, And so I am, if you, I know you're listening to me, if you could get those numbers out to everyone, I would really appreciate it. And I think I shared the other call-in numbers with Duncan Dice's room as well. And so just bear with all of us. But what I'd like to do while we're shifting just a bit with the radio show is I would like to bring forth Emerald Linus, also known as her real name is Elizabeth. If I could have you come forth to share your thoughts on the energies that will be unfolding for 2008 for all of us collectively as one.
Sure, Jasmine, I don't have a problem with that. Everyone, I'd like for you to know, 2008 is going to bring about much transformation for each and every one of us. It's been building to that. Every year, the ascension has just been growing and growing and growing. We've all had this feeling of anxiety, things going on. And I can tell you, it's just been building to this climax of 2008. Things are going to be so much better for all of us. There's going to be new peace come to a lot of things that we've not seen before. And it's been a very especially hard time for it. But it's going to get better. It's going to grow. It's going to give us calm. It's going to wash over us and a peace and love that we've not felt yet.
Thank you, Emerald. And on that note, I'd like to ask by candlelight, and her real name is Frances, if you would share your own insights for 2008.
Well, we're going into a period of very rapid growth. A lot of people are going to be affected emotionally this year, going through periods of times where they're highly excited and can't really pinpoint why, going to periods of time of real lows emotionally, and again, can't really relate it to anything that's happening in their own lives. And what's occurring is that the earth energy's shifts are so strong right now that many who previously have not particularly been sensitive to earth energies are going to not only become very aware of them, but very affected by them. And so it's going to be very important to hold on to spiritual practices right now, ways to balance yourself and ways to understand that these influences are on a world or a global level and not just within your personality or individual influences. So knowing that is going to be a testing time for people in dealing with other people, particularly those who are in public service. And knowing that these emotional shifts are coming about, we're going to be called upon for extreme patience and tolerance and compassion toward our fellow man.
Thank you. And also, Archangel, also your name is Alan. I've gotten so used to calling you guys by your nicks. Alan, would you like to share your thoughts for 2008?
Actually, Raziel would like to point out that 2008 is going to bring about a new generation of wonderful, very spiritual, gifted children. That children are surpassing our previous generation, that we should not rule out the fact that these children are our future, that it is important that we provide the right teachings, the right knowledge that they need to progress both spiritually and physically. That during the months of maybe May, June, there's going to be a lot of real major energy shifts coming with the younger generation. And I feel that it is our job, it is our duty to make sure that we have the answers that they need.
Thank you. And if I could have Georgette come as well and share your thoughts on 2008, and then Veronica.
Yeah, no problem, Jazz. You know, I got to agree with Alan. I believe that 2008, it's going to bring a lot of, with the children being born and everything. Honestly, I'm going to be a new grandma in February, and I believe that my grandson, when he is born, he's going to be an indigo child. I believe we're going to be seeing a lot more indigo children around. And as for the adults, I believe that we're going to be seeing the adults getting into their spirituality more and finding out who they are instead of just sitting back and letting the world
pass them by. If I could have our readers hold their thought for one moment, I'd like to invite our caller to the show. Please state your name and where you're calling from. Aloha and welcome to the show.
Let me try.
Hello?
Hi.
Am I on the air?
Yes, you are.
Hello, my name is Teresa, and I'm calling from New York City.
Oh, wonderful. Well, welcome to the show, and thank you for calling in. Did you have a specific question that you would like to ask us today?
I would like to know if any of the people on the panel know of anything about the eighth gate opening or of any great spiritual happenings that are going to be happening in the universe.
Well, you know, this year is going to be marked by Earth cleansing in of itself, and we are going to see a lot of weather patterns that previously have been quiet coming to the forefront right now. I know that we've had a building up of extreme weather in all parts of the world, and we're going to see an increase in that. It's the Earth's way of cleansing itself. If we, as light workers or people who are aware of these energies, can work in cooperation with them and lend our thoughts and our prayers of purity and cleansing to Earth energies, we can not only assist the Earth in this process, but we can help it to pass in a way that is less damaging toward the humans that live upon this planet. Universal energies are, right now in particular, very strongly in effect against the energies of the Earth, working in ways that are going to see very drastic events occurring. We've seen just this month a lot of extreme weather again, as well as effects upon humanity. And if we continue to hold a positive and cooperative attitude and attitude of prayer, we can assist these things to pass without so much devastation being seen with them. It's very important to be aware that the Earth is in a period of transition right now. And, of course, us as bugs upon the Earth are in the same transition.
I have one more question for Alan. Does anything about the angels, is there any messages from the angels to us at this time?
Actually, I feel that 2008, there's going to be a lot more angelic sightings in the world in the physical sense. I feel a lot of people are going to be connecting physically as well as spiritually to angels in 2008. There's a lot of people across the world at this very moment that are in need of really deep healing and cleansing. And I do feel that a lot of people will have a greater depth or a greater connection with their angels, which is why I myself am trying to give them the understanding so they can work with what they're given.
That's wonderful, and I think you do an absolutely wonderful job, Alan, and best of luck to you on your books. I know they'll be bestsellers. I know they'll be on the New York Times bestseller list. I know it. And thank you, and blessings to everyone on the panel, and also I would like to bless everyone and pray that everyone has a good and healthy and happy New Year. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I want to personally thank you and for calling in today, and I'd like to send many blessings to you and your family, and to have a great, great Christmas, and we hope we and trust that we have served you well. Thank you. Wow, that was great, guys. And so, if we can go continue on with Veronica and having her, you share your own thoughts with the 2008 energies, I would really like that.
Okay. I see a lot of guidance for political changes. I see also politicians being guided and also world leaders being guided through their angels, through archangels, and also through universal guidance. There's going to be a very big political change that will affect us all, but it's going to allow everyone to grow, and it's not only here in America. It's all the way to China and the Middle East. I do see progress and peace also for the year 2008, but not without the fire energy of change.
Wow, thank you. You know, it's really interesting as I was sitting here, and by the way, thank you to each of you for sharing your thoughts about the 2008 energies. I was sitting here with thoughts of, is there any special studies or tools that we may want to incorporate in our own spiritual journeys for 2008 that may assist not only in our own journeys, but also to align ourselves with the energies of the 2008? So we'll start with candlelight first.
Well, absolutely. I think that the practice of meditation is going to be extremely useful and extremely needed for a lot of people in this coming year, as well as learning something of chakra balancing or energy balancing within our own energy fields. Those two practices together allow people to move through their day in an aura of holiness, an aura of cooperation with universal energies. So I do strongly encourage everyone to learn a little bit about silent prayer, or as it's called, meditation, as well as energy balancing.
Thank you. If you will go ahead and continue your thought, Francis, and then we will welcome our caller onto the show. We do ask that our caller please be patient, and we'll be right with you.
Well, we have so many active people in the world today, so many health-conscious people that sometimes the idea of sitting in one spot and quietly contemplating the navel doesn't quite appeal to them. And there are other forms of meditation, moving meditation. You've heard of athletes who are in the zone. That's a form of meditation. So if you're a jogger, or if you exercise, or if you're into some physical activity, knowingly going into that space, that is also a form of meditation and can be quite helpful and quite balancing.
Thank you, Francis. I'd like to take this moment to welcome our next caller to the show. Please state your name and where you're calling from. Aloha and welcome to the show. Are you there, caller? Hello?
Hi there.
Aloha, welcome to the show.
Hi.
What is your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Marie. I'm calling from Biloxi, Mississippi.
Wow. Another place. Great place to be, by the way. Well, we want to personally thank you for calling in. Did you have a question for us today?
Yes, I do. My question is for Ian. I was wondering what the Reiki workers are going to do in the coming year.
And just give us a moment. I'm sure she's going to come forward. And I hope that you've got your Christmas plans already and set, and you're going to be having a lot of love and sharing during your Christmas moment. So are we ready, Veronica?
Oh, I am sorry. I thought she said Emmy.
Oh, okay.
I see delays, but hard work.
This is not turning out like we're supposed to.
Yes, but I do see a lot of strength coming in, Marie. And if you can please also clarify the question again, I would greatly appreciate it. Marie?
Sure. My question for Annie is, what does she see the Reiki message in this coming year?
Annie, did you get that, honey?
What does she see the Reiki message in this coming year? What does Annie see the Reiki Masters doing this coming year?
Is it all right if I commented on that?
Go ahead, please do.
I do see it happening. I think it is worldwide. I do see a movement of energy, positive energy, clearly. And it will be happening within the year 2008. I don't know numerology very well, but the number 8 is a very symbolic number. I feel that it's a very spiritual number. It's an eternity number. But I see many spiritual growth changes happening within the year 2008. And Reiki, all energy healers, it's going to be very empowering. Very empowering. Does that answer your question, Marie?
Yes, it does.
Are you a Reiki healer?
Yes, I am.
Wonderful. Don't give up hope. Don't give up hope on the work that you will be doing, because it's going to really soar. I know that it has been maybe slightly challenging, but don't give up on it, honey. You're going to do extremely well, and you will be able to know and meet like-minded people. This is going to be a fantastic year, also coming up in the year 2009. You're going to do extremely well, extremely well.
So if I may interject here for just one moment, I've got a wonderful surprise that I would like to gift to our caller that's with us right now. And I'm going to ask that each of our readers, starting with Francis, to come forth and give a special message to our caller today, and then we'll just go one by one to extend that special message.
Well, I would like to say something about Reiki in this coming year. I'm watching energies coming together in a most marvelous way, and I see that traditional medicine is becoming more and more open to the non-traditional methods, and I'm watching a marriage between those two ways of healing coming together. So we're going to see a lot more Reiki practices and healing touch practitioners working hand in hand with our traditional physicians, particularly in the area of cancer treatment and research. And I know from personal experience just how valuable that is, particularly within cancer treatment. So I think many of the Reiki healers that are going to be coming into the forefront in this coming year are going to find themselves being highlighted in a very traditional setting.
Thank you, Francis. And if I can have Elizabeth Rose come forward as well, please.
Sure, Jasmine, not a problem. What I'm feeling right now for all of us is that all energies are going to be increasing this next year and really joining together in ways that we've never thought possible. I do a lot of healing with crystal energy. I also do a lot of touch healing with touch therapy. And I use a combination. I use Reiki 1, and I can tell you that everything coming together is just going to be fantastic. It's going to come together like none other has ever done. And there will be times we'll look back on this year and be amazed at the things that have happened, because it's just an opening that is coming forth. It's a united feeling of all of us together. Going to be great things happening for everyone with energy. It's just going to be one awesome thing. I can't tell you how it just seems to build and build, and it's going to be like a starburst. I want to say it, maybe compare it to fireworks. It's going to be like a starburst in the sky, and it's just going to envelop everyone and give so much that we're going to all be amazed. We're going to be amazed at it.
And if you would, Alan, thank you, Elizabeth Rose.
I feel that the energy shift leading from this year into 2008, and possibly even into 2009, is going to be a real big challenge for everyone. I think we're going to see a lot of people, both spiritually gifted and non-spiritually, joining together in unity. I feel that the differences that maybe set some people apart are going to be diminished throughout the year to come. I feel that in order to help move along this change as comfortably and swiftly as possible, people are going to have to try to develop a greater understanding for the fellow neighbor, for everyone around them. And I feel that the angels are going to be helping to improve that positive energy in the world 2008. I think a lot of wonderful changes will happen, but I think at the same time, there will be a lot of really difficult challenges to overcome in terms of the energy in 2008. I feel that, yes, the weather conditions may be worsening, but I feel that towards the end there will be a light. People that are left building, rebuilding, and organizing what is here for us, it just will be a great year. And I think 2009 is going to be the start of something completely major. I think 2008 is the ground for the building, or the foundation, I should say, for what is to come in 2009 onwards.
Very nice, Alan. If I may call forth, Mommy Angel, would you like to come up and share as well? Do we lose you?
Hello?
I'm here.
Oh.
Is this our caller?
I don't hear Mommy Angel.
Yeah, we might have, Don, if you're listening, we may have lost one of our guests for the show.
Somebody hung up there. It was your line 4. Whoever was on line 4.
Okay. Could you, Don, if you would, try and call her back? It was. Okay, give me a second. Now I have to go back to all my paperwork. Georgette.
Was she the only one on it?
Yes, as far as I know. I want to thank our caller for calling in.
I'm
going to
try something.
Okay. While we're waiting for Don, I just want to really thank all of you for being here, supporting all of us with your love, your kindness, and your compassion. This is a very special moment for each of our readers today. And I'm truly honored to be able to stand beside each and every one of them. They're just really great, great women, and, of course, our male on the show, Alan. And so we are working out some areas within the show that will...
I tried to call him, and I tried to three-way in, so we could use a call-in line with Georgia, but it hung out. Can't three-way into UK and a U.S. number with a digital line. It just doesn't work in this other system. So we now want it down. We don't have Georgia. Somebody else is waiting on the other line. So I hung up on them. And now we're just trying to get Georgia. This is a little interesting.
Hey, Don. It's okay. It's just a thing. So you know what? We're just going to continue going forward. When we get ready, we'll just take our next caller, and we will just continue moving the show forward.
Well,
and
you'll be able to take calls because station one is now running, and you all have no calling lines when I get everybody on.
Okay. All right. Who do I still have on this?
I'll try to get George out. If I bring her on, you will not have a
call. I'm still here.
I'm still here also.
Yeah, Georgia, do you want me to bring Georgia on?
That would be nice. She
okay.
is a guest of this show.
Excellent. Just remember, there won't be any call-in lines. Okay?
Okay.
We'll bring them on.
Thank you, Don. Anyway, I want to thank all our listeners for your patience. We obviously have some technical difficulties here on this end, and we are working on it. So please bear with us. We do appreciate it.
There are no technical difficulties. It's just limitations of the system.
Okay. All right. I tell you what, why don't we all take a three-minute break? I'm going to ask all my guests to go ahead and take a three-minute break. If you would, go ahead and put your phones on mute, and please watch your time, and then just naturally come back on the line. I will actually know when you are back with us. And so on that note, we're going to have our guests take a short break, a three-minute break. And in the meantime, I'd like to share my own thoughts with each of you today. This show has been a show that I have waited to share with all of you all year long, and I always take a moment of my... Okay. All right, then don't worry about it, Don. Let it be. Thank you, Don. Okay, on that note, while our guests are taking a three-minute break, this is a very special moment for me, and I really enjoy giving back to all my listeners for the year. You know, it's just amazing how enriched my life has become year after year that I broadcast, and it always just amazes me how much that you all reach out and teach me. And that is a wonderful gift that I have been given all year long. And it is an honor to be able to speak with people from all over the world. And you know, it was a real eye-opener for me just to see how many people had awakened worldwide. It's not until you get behind a mic and you start receiving calls or people contacting you that they would like to come onto the show to be able to share their own wisdom and knowledge. We've had many guests on this show this year that have had direct transmissions of very high technology that has come onto this planet. We've had many new, so to speak, modalities that have been shared with all of us, but yet we find that they were ancient knowledge, the beginning of time, the purity of who we were. And I'd like to invite all of you is to take a moment this Christmas season to really honor and make a celebration of honoring Master Jesus, and to also celebrate the love, the bond, and the joy that you have with your families. Make it a very special moment. Take an extra step to show the people around you just how much that you truly love them and what they mean to you. On that note, I'd like to see if our guests are ready to join the show. Candlelight, are you back with me?
I'm absolutely ready.
Thank you. And Elizabeth Rose, I'd like to invite you back to the show as well. Okay. So, Candlelight.
Hello,
here. Hi, Elizabeth. And so, do we have Alan If
yes,
so, I'd like welcome back to the show. And I'd also like to welcome back to with Veronica. Are you with us?
I definitely am. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Were we able to get in touch with Georgette for the show? Okay. So I want to welcome you all back, and we will continue blessing each of you with special messages for 2008. Or if you have any concern in your own life or would like to know any guidance and new studies for your own personal growth, we're ready to be of service to all of you. So on that note, let's do this. Alan, would you like to come and share the angelic language with all of us? And I know that you have a special message for everyone worldwide from a very special archangel.
Yes, I have a prayer here from Gabriel, which is a prayer of hope and faith, but it can be used as a prayer of healing as well. Elijah ya ti nisu nu yudwaro su ak tuni su ya yinta imaklin tikla lu nadi su ak shiti lun goma dipiti tri tovare futuro se shara du su ra, which roughly translates as God bless all as we stand as one united in his light, angels and humans as one, healing the world below us, moving forward to paradise we may. Amen. Which is really a symbol of what 2008 is about. It's about trying to gather people to stand in unity regardless of whatever may separate us as individuals, to stand as one in the wholesome light of the universe, to stand outside of angels, and let's recreate the paradise that is in this world.
Wow, that is really, really nice. I would like for us to collectively together is to send healing energy out worldwide to all our sisters and brothers. And if you would, Alan, is to oversee and prepare all of us to send this wonderful healing blessing energy to everyone.
I'd be very honored to send out, and myself to light the candle of Raphael this evening, to send out healing to anyone that does need it. Raphael has a way of providing people, not necessarily with the healing itself, but to give you the tools or the necessity to do it for yourselves. The healing starts within, and the only thing that you have to remember for those who are needing healing is to just have faith within yourself that you are good enough to accept, to be loved, to be healed, regardless of whatever it is that you feel. You are always accepted. You will always be healed and loved with the angels. And I would just like to say a personal blessing to each and every one of the listeners that are listening and say that I hope that the healing that you require, you'll find here this evening.
Thank you, Alan. And Candlelight, would you like to come forth, and then we'll have Elizabeth Rose and Veronica as well.
Well, I'd like to concentrate on those people who are undergoing that tremendous shift this year. You know, we have so many people who are for the first time opening up in their own gifts, their own abilities, and their own sensitivities. It can be a very confusing time. And so for them, I spread a blanket of white and yellow golden light that descends upon them, balances the chakra energies, and brings them to a place of peace, a peace of holiness, a place of great enlightenment and giving. I see these people as being held within the arms of angels. And as they work through their year and come to their own enlightenments, I see the energies of the angels smoothing out the rough spots and awakening all of their sensitivities in a very gentle, loving, compassionate, and godlike manner. May prayers come to these people's minds, and may they give out their abilities in the gentlest flowing of loving energies possible.
Elizabeth Rose, if you would. Are you there, Elizabeth?
Yes, I am.
Okay. What we're going to do is, if I sent out a message to all our listeners, and we're going to have them ask their questions. So I'd like to ask all of our listeners to be patient, because I'm the one who's going to have to read these questions, so I'm going to do my very best to serve each and every one of you. And so we're going to about to get started, and this is going to... this is the first question, and this is from Ironic. He has asked the question, let's see here. He wants me to ask you the question that new people to get started, to let go of negative emotions and how to purify or mystically sacrifice for divine use as a spiritual being. Do I need to read that question again for all of you?
Yes.
No, I'm good.
Okay, and we'll start with you, Francis.
Well, I'm getting something very specific for you, Ironic. I see you working with people who are in the midst of controlled by substances, addictions, as well, not only chemically, but behavioral kinds of addictions. And I see you as a worker of light, being able to bring into them not only understanding of the basis of their own illness, but also ways to work this out so that each person is brought to their own healing. I think that you're going to be an extremely effective worker, particularly this year, and I see you doing a tremendous amount of good within your own community and stretching out even a little bit farther, perhaps working with an organization or two to help those who are in need of assistance with addiction problems. And I think this is something brand new for you, something very powerful for you. I also want to say that I know that you are under direct guidance by one particular entity at the moment and expecting a second one. And here I see even a third assistant coming in to assist you. So look for yourself to be very busy helping people this year and assisting them primarily with behavioral and substance abuse.
Thank you, Francis. And I'm going to go ahead and go to our next question. And this is for Elizabeth Rose. Earth Warrior asks, I am curious as to if there is any info about our star families assisting us more in this year. Are you with us, Elizabeth Rose? Hello?
Okay, are you hearing me now?
Yes, I am.
Yeah. Fantastic. Earth Warrior. What I was talking, and I thought that everyone could hear me. Okay.
the star galaxies are actually opening up with energy that is bringing much to everybody. We're getting signs all the time that things are being changed and we're receiving what we need to have. I think the energy that you're feeling is an energy of anxiety because so many people are getting this at once and they're not understanding exactly what is happening. And perhaps some of us are getting messages and we don't understand what those messages are. And for some, I've heard that they're getting like a hum, and they're, you know, and it's, or maybe it's a ringing in their ear that they're getting. But those things are coming to people and they are making a difference. And I think we're getting them now. With the next year going on, it's going to be an even more so.
Well, you know what? I have a question for Alan. Alan, I would like to ask you, what does my 2008 look like, not only for myself, but also for my radio show?
Actually, Jasmine, I feel that it seems to be growing. Now, when I say growing, I feel that the show itself is going to be expanding on the topics and the discussions and basically the layout of the show. I feel like it's going to be taken back to the drawing board. I know that you have a lot of creative ideas because Gabriel is with you quite a lot the last few weeks and possibly right up to maybe the end of January. These couple of months are going to be very special for you in taking down new ideas in what you really want to do, the direction that you feel is a necessity right now. Gabriel is trying to inspire you with new, unusual ways. He's trying to give you something, even something that may challenge you, something that you may think, I'm not so sure. Because I feel right now that you are looking for a challenge, that your spirit is, I don't want to say dimming, but your spirit needs something like a burst of energy, and I feel that this is coming for you at the start of January. Something in January is going to be a major, major change for what you would be used to yourself, and I feel it's going to be a great change. Very interesting change on the different types of subjects and topics that you will be covering. I also feel it's going to be moving into possibly a bit more of a native sense as well. I also feel that you're going to have possibly more interaction with audiences, and a lot of different ideas are going to come forth from people that you are inspired by on a daily basis.
Thank you, Alan. Wow. And I'm ready for it, too, and you're absolutely right. I can get bored very quickly if I'm not constantly creating on my end. I'm a very creative person, and so thank you for that. Our next question, and this is for Francis, is Starbelt. And the question is, I would especially like to know if I will awaken fully in 2008 and how things will go for me generally. Will I be helping others in some way?
Absolutely, Starbelt. For you this year, I see an emphasis coming within your financial life and a position of responsibility as far as deciding, making decisions about your own finances, a little bit more control over where you're placing your monies and how it's being distributed. And I also see you coming into a deeper understanding of your own financial situation and how to manage that. There is an increase in your own personal power, at not only at work but in your home life too. And I see you giving a lot of time and a lot of energy to people in very tangible ways. So I think that you're going to be looking at new ways of expressing your own concern for people in ways that, how can I put this? I really see you doing a lot of work where you are making a decision about what is being given out to others. You might be working in a situation such as a food bank or in some way deciding how benefits are going to be given out to someone. But I do see you in a position of importance as far as charitable work is concerned. And I don't think that that's something that's been available to you before, but very strong within your own desires. So
yes.
Looking forward to seeing a lot of beneficial influence from you this year.
Thank you, Frances. That was extremely nice. Back at Elizabeth Rose, Earth Warrior. So you're saying many of these messages are coming from our star families. I was asking if they were going to be working with us more in 2008, but I don't think I said it well the first time.
Yes, Earth Warrior. I did think that we're going to be working with it. They're going to be working with us even more so in 2008. It's going to increase in volume with energy. A lot of more people are going to be opening up. Everything is just going to be very intense. Twice as much energy, I believe, if not fourfold. It's just going to envelop us and much more than what we've ever thought could be possible in 2008.
Wonderful. Thank you. I have my next question is from Rev Robinson, and this is for Alan. And the question is, how can one renew themselves?
Renew themselves? They're talking about reconnection to spiritual energies. They're talking about making up for mistakes that may have been made. I think, you know, if you're talking about reconnection to spirit or angelic energy, one of the many angels that does actually deal with that reconnection is Melchizedek. Usually he surrounds people with a wonderful violet or purple ray of energy. What Melchizedek tries to do is to whisper on a clairaudient level, whether you're clairaudient or not, you will have like a sense of whispers coming to you at your quiet moments, maybe when you're just about to sleep, maybe if you meditate, maybe if you're just relaxing, you'll have like a whispering of different words, possibly cryptic, coming to you. It's best to write these words down. When you figure out the message within the words that are given to you, you'll have a way of reconnecting. It's individual for every person. I don't feel that it's one way for everyone. I feel it is what is best for you. Personally, I think one of the best ways to reconnect is to just allow yourself to feel. A lot of people shut themselves off when they feel that they've lost connection. A lot of people have too much physical issues in their lives to be able to just let go and just have the spiritual time. It's all about time, really, about making the time your spiritual awareness.
Correct.
It's about cutting down your physical.
Thank you, Alan. We have Veronica on the line as well, and I'm going to ask her for our forgiveness, and I sure am glad everyone is a part of my family. And I personally want to thank all of you for your support, not only for this show, but for each one of us that's here today. Veronica, if I may have you come up, dear heart. Cheerful Spirit has a question for you, and she says, her question is how many will be coming into their own abilities for 2008?
Okay. Now, does she mean spiritual abilities, material? I feel that there's a lot of shift and change and growth for many people. I do get the sense that there will be... the change will not be as welcomed as much as people want the change. It's very hard.
And she does say, by the way, it is spiritual.
Yes. I think that there has been, not only within the year 2008, but I sense that it has been before. Since the 90s, that there has been a spiritual growth and movement happening, even as far back as 1984. There are children that are going to be extremely gifted with amazing guidance to adults for spiritual growth. I see many people within their religion and their spiritual paths that will be growing. change is good. Change is part of the growth. But also with change comes challenges. And I'm just asking that never give up on the challenge, because you'll bloom. You will bloom like a rose. So never give up, because those challenges are there to test us, to have us grow. And don't forget that your angels, your spirit guides are there to assist you. They will never let anything happen to you that you can't handle. And that is the truth.
Thank you. I have one other question for you as well, Veronica, and it's from Tales Maniac. And the question is, does one see me doing work on a platform?
Okay, let me take a look into this for you. I would like to say that he is an extremely strong individual. I do see that there are slight obstacles, but because of his strength and his willpower, that he will be progressing forward. He is a very, very determined individual. But I also see that he almost walks alone.
That is true.
Does that
well.
Make sense to him?
I believe it does, absolutely. We'll get confirmation on that in just a moment. And I'm going to shift very quickly to Elizabeth Rose. And we have a question that has been directed to her, and it's from AM. And the question is what do you see for them in 2008?
Okay there, AMF. Let me tell you that there's a lot going on with you. Don't be afraid to act on your inspirations in 2008, okay? There's going to be things that are going to come to you, and you've already been thinking about doing them. Please do not stop and think about it. Do action. There's going to be sudden decisions that's going to come to you. I also see a move in it for you, a move in residence. A lot of new thoughts and new ideas that's going to bring a change in your business affairs. It indicates the beginning of an end. This situation's going to change a lot for you. There's going to be a business change, a residential change, and I see travel for you in 2008.
Thank you, Elizabeth Rose. And I did want to have Alan address as well, because there has been a request from Tales Maniac for Alan to, he would like to know from you, Alan, what do you see him doing in his platform work? And then I have one other question, so I'll have you answer that one first.
This platform work, to be honest, I feel a lot of connection with animal spirits, actually. I don't know whether I have any connection at this present time, but I do feel that coming up is, into the mid-December. Say mid-December, I'm talking about like the 18th, right up to maybe about the 30th December. I'm seeing a lot of different connections on animal spirits. At the moment, I'm picking up things like dogs, cats, you know, like pets that may have passed. But I see it developing beyond that into possible, you know, similar to a shaman using animal totems as a form of guidance. And I feel that AMF will be going into working a lot more with this and developing this and possibly making it his own, coming up with a new concept of working with totems, possibly developing his own site or book or cards of some kind, because I know that Gabriel is working with him, so there must be something artistically or inspirationally connected to this, and I do feel that that's where his path is going at the moment.
Thank you, Alan. I wanted to take a moment and really recognize and thank Veronica for sharing her wonderful presence, her light and her gifts with each of us today. And Veronica, are you still with us? Okay. I wanted to personally recognize her and let her know that we are in total gratitude of her sharing with all of us today. It was a real honor to work with her. I also wanted to remind all of you that are tuned in today, is I invite you to my show page. I have a wealth of information about each of our guests that has been with us today. I have their websites, email addresses to share with all of you. And we have another question that's been brought up, and this one will be for Candlelight. So, Candlelight, we have an individual asking, and the name of the listener is Alvin. He says, I am a highly strong executive for many companies. What can I do daily that is simple and basic to evolve spiritually in the next 21 months? Ooh, that's a great question.
Boy, that sure is. And you know, Alvin, as I look at your energies here, I do see that, yes, you are a person of great influence. But your greatest influence comes in your own patience, in the strength of character that you display within your workplace, that you are looked at as a person who has a tremendous amount of self-control, and people follow your example as far as these qualities are concerned in the workplace. So what I'm going to suggest to you, Alvin, is that within this coming year, focusing in on those very high qualities that you're already displaying is going to be even more important than it has been before. And most importantly is to have patience with yourself. You tend to be your own harshest critic. And I think it's time for a little bit of gentleness, a little bit of patience and tolerance for yourself this year. I also see that there is another person coming into your own sphere of influence, someone who is a partner and who gives you a great deal of support. So this year, I think that you are going to have someone that you can lean on for a change and someone who gives you a great pillar of support, which has been lacking in the last few years. So congratulations on a new relationship, and I'm looking forward to hearing from you again and just how wonderful this coming year has been for you.
That was very nice. Francis, we do have another question for it, and this is for Elizabeth Rose, and then we'll go to Alan next. And the question is from Wilted Willows, and the question that is in the room at the moment is, give me just one moment here, is something to do with time, the number 23. Went off for a vacation, and all I kept saying is the number 23 till I've reached my destination. Can you share your thoughts on what 23 means for me?
Wilted, what I'm getting, dear, for the number 23, the first thing I got when I thought of that number is that this is a good time for advancement for you, all right? That you're going to walk in harmony with many. I also want you to know, honey, that you're going to be actively involved in some new organizations, okay? The first thing that I can tell you is that I see a business opportunity coming your way. There's going to be a change in your attitude. It's already happening. You've noticed it before, but it's even more so now. This change is coming on. The 23 means a lot of things to you because I happen to know that is your birth date, happens to be my birth date. There are a lot of 23s in your life. If your goal 23 also means 5, I'm not a numerologist, so I'm not going to pretend to be, but I can see that 5 has been in your life a lot too lately, and you just need to look inside here to find out what those are. I hope that helps you a lot. Yeah, 1923, there's a lot of 23s in your life. I see this going on with you to the point to where that it's just almost befuddled. It's almost befuddled the way you've been.
Thank you, Elizabeth Rose. You know, I was just sitting here. I just really love all the listeners, and this is why this show was so important to me, is to be able to really give back to all of them. And here they are. All the listeners are just so tuned in to us. They're all gathered together supporting each of us, including this show. You see how you all are? It's just amazing, because we're supposed to be just embracing you guys and giving your gifts, and you're giving so much back to all of us, and I personally wanted to take a moment and really thank you all. Alan, we have another question from Cheerful Spirit, and she says, how can we help people that are just coming in to their abilities?
I feel it depends on the ability itself. I mean, there are introductions in any ability that can be given. One thing would be to teach a person how to listen intently. I feel that listening is important, as that anyone at all can speak to spirit or angel. But in order to listen, to hear the reply, we have to be in a state of awareness, even in a state of relaxation. It's best to have a point or a place, whether it be at your home, at work, outside, that you can go, that you can be, where no one is going to bother you, where you are literally just at peace. To find something that connects to you, whether it be reading, music, whether it be candles, crystals, anything in order to be able to make you feel as comfortable as you can be. When you have that, it's an idea to be aware of your chakras. Main ones would be your crown and your base, being that the energy will flow from the top right the way down through to your base. And just make people aware of these introduction things to any ability that they want to pursue, whether it be clairvoyance, clairaudience, psychometry. These are things that they need to do in order to be able to access them at their own will. Then it's a question of teaching them individually about their abilities, depending on what it is. Depends on the choices that we have to make in terms of teaching. If it was for clairvoyance, I would recommend that they have a pen and paper to be able to take down any sorts of visions, premonitions that they have. If it's psychometry, I would recommend testing it on objects that are given to them that they know nothing about, to see the energy and the residual energy that they pick up. And there are just many different things that they can do to develop their abilities.
Thank you, Alan. And I wanted to mention as well to Wilted Willows, as I was also born on the 23rd. And I'd like to share a thought with you for just a moment. You're going to find that the number 23 is a very sacred number, and I'd like to invite you to go and read up on some of the the keys of Enoch. And I feel very strongly that if you go and explore the keys of Enoch, you're going to find a much deeper meaning that is meant directly for you within the keys. I also would like to suggest is Alice Bailey's book as well to you, and she also touches on the sacredness of the number 23 as well. So I'll let you explore that and keep me posted on what you find, if you would. Real quick, I'd like to, before we go on break, we've got about 15 minutes before our guests will go back on a break, but we have a lot of questions here for our readers, and so if you guys will just give me a moment, this will be for Candlelight. Let's see. Wait a minute. Correction here for just a moment. If you would, Elizabeth Rose, real quick, We have a question directed for you, and the question is, how do I start my own healing process as I am a widow with no support? And this is from Agnes from North Ireland, Belfast.
Okay, Agnes. I know that it's hard, honey, being a widow and being out on your own. I've been in those circumstances my own self, not as a widow, but it's certainly on my own at a time in my life I didn't think that I would ever be, so I can relate. The first thing that you can do, dear, is to keep your faith. By all means, keep your faith. Your angels are always about you. Open up your heart and ask, and you will receive. You've got all the answers inside, dear. Never lose your faith. Your guides are there with you. Your angels are there with you. I feel them right now. I can tell you, Agnes, that there is a woman that is with you. She is an older woman. I want to say like a grandmother figure. And she's letting you know that she loves you very, very much and that she's there with you. I see her as being a little heavy. Certainly not a small woman, but not a real large woman. And she's telling me to tell you that she loves you very much and that you have many there with you. But if you'll just ask, honey, and you should also, Agnes, I'm getting from something that you need to keep your dream journal and you need to pay attention to your dreams. They're giving you things and messages, honey, that you need to start paying attention to and asking about.
Well, if I may interject here real quick, Elizabeth Rose, now she has presented two further questions that's for you. The first question is that she wants to know how she's able to feel her angels, and she also wants you to know that this is all brand new to her. So I'll let you comment on that.
Okay, Agnes, I understand that this is all new to you. Believe me, I do. We all were there at one time. How do you know that your angels are there? Your angels are always with you. There'll be things that you'll do. You'll start to do something, and all of a sudden it'll come to you maybe that there's a hesitation that you shouldn't do it, or maybe even there's an urgency that you should do something. And those are your angels, honey, that are coming to you and letting you know that it's okay to do or to be what you need to be or do what you want to do or not to do something that you're not supposed to do, okay? They talk to you from the inside, honey, and in your dreams.
Wow, that's really nice, Elizabeth Rose. Thank you for your thoughts. We have another question, and this is for Francis, and this is a question from AMF, and the question is, will 2008 be a good year for us to connect with Mother Earth?
Wow, I pulled a card for you, AMF, and the card that I pulled is the Ace of Cups, which is, of course, representative of blessings overflowing. Absolutely. This is, particularly for you, one of the strongest years of your life, one in which you're going to find that you're absolutely amazed by how many blessings come and how intense they are, and a great opening of your own sensitivities and emotions. I dare say that you're an empath who, even though you have had some indications of your own abilities with empathy, this year is going to be absolutely astounding for you. And you might even be asking me next year, how do I take control over these abilities and kind of pull back on them? So know that this is just going to be an absolutely astounding year, heart overflowing, and so many blessings coming to you. Your family in particular is very blessed, and your connections with Earth energies are going to be extremely apparent and extremely strong this year. I would even suggest to you that you get into a little bit of home gardening in the way of just little plants in pots. A way to keep your hands into the earth so that you're automatically grounding yourself, because it's going to be very difficult for you to stay sensible this year. You're going to be so inundated with higher energies that people are going to start to think of you as just a little bit flaky if we don't do something to help ground you. So start getting into the pot planting.
If I may interject and do, please forgive me, Francis. I'd like to give this further information to you from the AMF that has asked this question. And it says here, how do you feel, Mother Earth? And we'd like for you to expand on some of the areas or tools that you can use to actually do that.
How to come about feeling Earth energies?
Yes.
It's a matter of purposely becoming aware, of turning your attention there. With you in particular, AMF, because you are so empathic, to be able to sit on a little patch of ground and simply open up that heart chakra, those heart energies, to the earth, to listen. Now, I was taught by my dad, who was a dowser, how to listen to the earth song. And I feel this very strongly with you, that this is one of your innate abilities. Simply sit on a patch of earth and begin to hear, begin to listen to the vibration of the earth itself. Place your hands on it. Place the soles of your feet on it. And listen for a hum. Listen for a tone, almost a musical note. And as it becomes more apparent in your awareness, concentrate even deeper on that. Breathe it in. Bring it into all of your senses. And you are one of those people who are going to be able to hear the choir of the earth vibration. I see you as very connected to earth energies. And as you purposely focus in, touching trees, touching plants, touching earth, and listening on purpose for that sound, it's going to become very clear to you. And by the end of this year, again, you're going to be asking, how do I tone this down? How can I kind of mute this out, because it's going to become so strong and so apparent for you? You are an earth worker, an earth energy developer, and if you can match with the vibration of the earth in that tone with your own song, actually hum the same note and become in tune with it, it's going to raise you to a vibration that you have not known before.
Thank you, Francis. And this question is directed to Alan. And Destiny Dreamer asks, I have been told I have gifts, but I need to develop them one at a time. Which one do I need to develop first, or how do I know which one to develop first?
I feel that it depends entirely on the individual. Personally, I think, you know, providing that empathy is one of the gifts, and I do feel it is with Destiny. That would be one that I would recommend to work on first. Empathy has a way of bringing about so many different energies, sometimes emotional, sometimes really intense, and it can be very hard to deal with empathy on a regular basis. I feel that once your empathy is balanced and centered, any other abilities such as psychometry, clairvoyance, mediumship will flow more naturally. I feel that empathy has a way of blocking energies because it is like an allergic reaction, basically. If you have too much energy, your body lashes out and it doesn't want to accept it. Sometimes the connection will be broken. Sometimes you will feel like you're not quite understanding or getting what's coming at you. I have a lot of information myself in my book based on empathy and how to develop and the different levels of empathy that are there to reach and to aim for, which I'd be more than happy to speak to Destiny about at a later date if she wishes to know more. However, at this present time, I would definitely recommend that empathy would be something to work on. And empathy is best thought of as just a feeling, whether it be yours, whether it be someone else's. It's just a feeling. It can be thought of. It can be passed on. It can be allowed. It can be disallowed. It's entirely what you choose to have around you. And I do feel that empathy is very important to your destiny, because I feel that you have a lot of compassion to a lot of people, but you don't want to get to that point where you shut them out. So right now I would say to work on your empathy, and I will later today do what I can to help you, any questions that you may have.
Thank you, Alan. And this next question will be for Francis. And the question is from Blondie. And she says here, this is for my youngest son, and she would like to know...
Hey.
Pardon me? Anyway, the question is that she'd like to know about her youngest son's health and work for 2008.
Blimey,
and also about his angels. Please forgive me. And also about his angels around him.
Okay. Blondie, I see you still as a very strong influence in your son's health for this coming year. However, you're going to have some assistance. I see another person coming in here who's going to be able to have a very strong influence over the ways that your son is assimilating his own healing. I see this person as assisting you in bringing the vibrational level of your son's thought patterns up. I'm also seeing here a very beautiful, beautiful angel who comes directly because of the call for healing. And I see your son is becoming more and more connected with his angelic influence, more and more aware that the angel is around him in very small ways. I think that he's going to be starting to hear a soft voice that doesn't quite have words to it, but he hears somebody saying something and quite can't make out the words. And know that this is that angelic present who is whispering to him words of healing, who is bringing to him the angelic healing choir's own vibration of healing. So I would look for your son to go through a tremendous amount of new types of levels of healing this year than he's been able to see before, a more of a refinement in his own healing process. And I also see two areas of dis-ease which are actually going to leave him completely this year. So God bless you, and God bless your son. I see that he's coming into a year of tremendous personal power as far as his own healing is concerned, and that he is going to be taking more and more of his own hand in his own healing than he has before.
Thank you, by candlelight. That was really nice. And so my next question will be for Alan. And if you'll give me just a moment, Alan. It is from Duncan, and he says, do you feel that physicians are like doctors? And, let's see, like a doctor, they all have their specialties, and they should. And do you think that they should be referred to as specialists?
I think, you know, if you want a specific kind of psychic or reader, then it is best to understand the differences between them. I mean, I feel personally that you wouldn't go to a medium for a tarot reading, or you wouldn't go to a tarot reader for connections with spirit. Generally, most readers will have their individual abilities, but there are readers out there that do have many or numerous abilities in which they can do more than one particular style of reading. I think the best thing to do is to research the different readers that are out there. basically, you know, people say the word psychic and they assume fortune teller. But there's a lot of different aspects to the word psychic. We have empaths, we have clairvoyance, we have clairgustance, we have clairsentience, mediumship, psychometry. We have angel connectors, tarot readers, angel card readers. So there's so many different aspects to the word psychic. I think it truly depends on what it is you're looking for. And it is wise to do research on which ability is best for you, which psychic it is that you're looking for.
Thank you, Alan. What I'd like to announce at this very moment is our guest is going on a 3-minute break. We are at the basically at the top of the hour, going into our third hour for this radio show. And so I look forward to re-inviting my guest for today's show back on to the Universal Spiritual Connection. I just want to remind each of you to please put your phone on mute and 3 minutes, and I look forward to having you come back. On that note, I'm so excited. I want to get this energy pumping. I want to get this. I want to send each of you a whole lot of love this holiday season. It is just a tremendous time of the season for all of us. You know, it's really interesting because, we have November, and we spend a month in total gratitude, remembering and reflecting of all the different changes and shifts we have taken, that has taken place throughout the year. It is to remember that to remember our friends, our loved ones, our neighbors and co-workers, and to just give a moment to yourselves as well on a great job, well done, for the entire year. I know it has been a challenging year, but a very rewarding year, all wrapped up in its own incredible self. I have witnessed many of you making tremendous leaps and bounds of changes in your own lives. I've had the honor to sit and watch new gifts exploding right before our eyes, or gifts that have been amplified and enhanced in so many incredible ways. On that note, and here we are in December, anticipating and getting very excited to embrace the new year of 2008. And I will have to say there will be many rewards passed out for 2008, many wonderful opportunities that will be shared with all of us worldwide. And so make this Christmas and also of an excitement, of celebration, of embracing our new year that is coming. I know I'm personally excited. I've had many hints as well of all the great things that will indeed be unfolding. I know it's going to be an extremely powerful year for me. Watch out, world, because here I come. And all of you have earned your way. All of you have earned your positions with all the great works you have done. I know you've touched my heart in so many ways that I can't even sit here to even begin to express to all of you how I have learned so much from all of you. On that note, we're going to be soon re-inviting our guests back onto the line. And first one I would like to call forward is by candlelight. Also, her real name is Frances. Are you with us?
I sure am.
Yes, you are. Well, laughter is a great thing, isn't it?
I'm here.
And I love to laugh. I think laughter just lights up our world, don't you?
I certainly do. You know, and laughter has its own power of healing.
Yes. And I've been doing a whole lot of that this month, and look forward to doing a whole lot more of it. On that note, I'd like to welcome back Elizabeth Rose back to the show. Oh, okay. I just got a message, so we'll invite Alan back to the show.
Hi, Linda. I am here.
Oh, thank you. Anyway, we got disconnected with Elizabeth Rose. We are going to be working on getting her back on to the show, so please bear with us, everyone. And we are working on that as we speak. But in the meantime, I'm going to go ahead and get both. Oh, you know what, Alan? May we do another angelic blessing for all our listeners today?
Yeah, sure. That's not a problem. I have one
Thank
here
you.
For you, actually. This is Michael's prayer. Musa ita tikla efrito sudinati. Musa lun imakrin. Uksiba tikla onchi. Umasiel musefrito yoni. Tepito asuminu. Tuni sufati wido efrito ra. Which is, may love and light surround you. May the angels watch over you and heal you all. May light workers stand as one, united in God's light forever. Amen.
Very nice. Thank you, Alan. Okay, so while we're waiting to have Elizabeth Rose join us back on the show again, I'm going to go ahead and get us started. What do you think, Francis?
Sounds good to me.
It sounds great to me, too. I get all excited. And, you know, I have to sit here and remind myself, you know, that, you know, I am on the radio and I have work to do here. Ah, okay. Well, anyway, hang tight, everybody. We are going to work on that. Yes. Are you with us now, Elizabeth? Thank you.
Yeah, I am. Hi. Welcome back.
That's all right. We were getting into the laughter part on this end, so welcome back to the show.
The levels are perfect right now since we didn't have our...
Thank you, dear. It's good to be back.
It was perfect.
Ah, thank you, Don. Thank you very much. Anyway, our next question, let's go ahead and start with Francis, and it's from Duncan, and he says... and this is for all of you, by the way. So
you can take in call and phone numbers on the last phone number on the internet on station 2. It is open. Line 4 is open. The last phone number on station 2 if you want to take calls.
Okay, and that is direct line 530-876-9916. Is that correct?
Correct. That's correct.
Thank you. Thank you. Hey, everyone, I just got a green light from the station. You will be able to call our direct line, and I'd like to share that bit of information with you. It is area code 530-876-9916. Area code 530-876-9916. So we will be able to actually take a phone call if you would like to call in. On that note, this is a question directed to all three of you. Duncan's question is, do you feel that psychics are lying? Oh, I guess we read that one, huh? Yes, we did. just hang in there with me. I've got bunches of questions out of here. Okay, our next question. How do all of us go about helping the small children to develop? And actually, it's a special request, so I'm going to ask Elizabeth Rose if you will start first, and then we'll go to Candlelight and then to Alan.
Sure, I can do that for you. I work with children very much, and especially with those that have questions about their gifts, because I, for one, was one of those childs.
I work with their, I get them to understand by working with their magical minds. And all of us as kids remember that we had magical minds. We had friends that we could only see and that gave us answers and were there for us. Well, you know, some of those were our guides and our angels that were with us. And we were taught as we grew older that we didn't get to hear voices, we didn't get to talk to people, and that's very important that we keep those open. So kids have a hard time understanding that. So if we can get them to understand that we're talking to their magical mind, that it's magical friends that are talking to them, and that they will stay with them for the rest of their life, they really need to, they begin to really understand. And they think that it's just fantastic that an adult understands what they're going through.
Thank you, Elizabeth Rose. And I want to invite our caller. Please state your name and where you're calling from, please, and welcome to the show.
Hi, my name is Angela, and I'm calling from Canada.
Wow, welcome, Angela.
Thank you. It's good
to have you with us.
Thank you. Did you
have a question for us?
Do you guys answer psychic questions?
I'm sorry, could you say that again?
I was just wondering if I'd be able to ask a question, like psychic question.
Oh, absolutely. Please do.
Okay, I'd like to know, I've been on a healing journey probably for the last year, and I'm just wondering what you see coming up for me, if I'm going to be working with people and helping people, because I do have abilities myself.
Frances, if you would start first, please.
Sure. I'm trying to tune into your energies here, Angela. And what I'm getting with you...
I can't hear you. Sorry.
Okay. Is this a little bit clearer for you?
Yes, it is.
Great. Tuning into your own energies, Angela, the first thing that comes to me is that I'm seeing a disturbance within the abdominal area of the body, and I see that you have been undergoing treatment, but it's been a very mild and very tentative kind of treatment, and I think that this is going to be stepped up. Something more specific is going to be found, and the treatment itself is going to be more directed. Within that is going to come a lot of education for yourself, in not only in the how to treat your own, and I hesitate to use this word because it's not actually a disease. It's an imbalance that's occurring here, and it's going to be very easily turned around by just some rebalancing of your own nutrition, some rebalancing about the times of days that you are taking in food and liquids. There's a whole menu that has to be switched around here for you, and I think a nutritionist is going to be of most valuable help to you. But it's not only going to educate you as far as your own body and how it's working, but that is how you're going to be reaching out to others, giving out the same information to other people who are having very similar problems, and I see that leading you into an area of assistance that you've kind of touched on before, but it hasn't really been clear for you before. So I'm going to predict for you here. I'm going to say that you are going to become very instrumental in the healing of a great deal of people by some very simple, basic information regarding nutrition, diet, and schedules. How exciting is that?
Well, it sounds exciting, but I don't have nothing wrong with my stomach.
Well, see, I'm seeing an imbalance occurring here. I don't want to say that this is a disease or an illness, but I do see that there is an imbalance occurring here, and that many times is affecting our overall well-being. And I think that your overall well-being can be greatly improved. I know that you've been kind of sluggish in energy and thinking that maybe this is connected to these earth energy shifts that we've had, and that's not the case here. The case is that you yourself need to undergo a rebalancing of your own system. And as you see, I'm seeing a whole scenario for you here that within about the next 4 months, I think you're due for one of those routine checkups, and they're going to find something that's just a little bit out of kilter, and that's going to start you on a whole new regime. It's going to not only assist you, but by passing it along, it's going to help others as well. So no illness here, but a little bit of rebalancing is necessary, and it's going to be of great benefit to you.
Okay.
Thank you, Francis. That was very nice.
Yes,
and
you,
we trust we have served you well.
Yes, you have. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a great Christmas and many blessings to you.
Thank you. Same to you. God bless.
And bless you as well.
Okay.
Bye. Bye-bye now. Oh, this is great. I would like to direct this next question, if I may, to Elizabeth Rose. And Lim says here, let's see. Okay, I have misplaced my Christmas money. I cannot find it. It was for my children, and I have looked everywhere. I have no idea what happened. I took it out Saturday, and I don't know what happened. One of my children is in Texas, and she is needing, and she is needed.
Okay.
So did Lim misplace, or did someone steal it?
Where was the money when you said you took it out? Where, I need to know where you took it out of.
Okay, we'll see what we can do about getting more clarity within that area.
Right, because I need to know where she... Okay, that's okay, I just got the answer there. Jasmine, is all right.
Okay.
Okay, it's in her purse. All right. You never took it out of your purse. Okay, dear, if you never took it out of your purse and you're still using that same purse, the first thing that I'm getting is that, yes, somebody did get in your purse. Somebody did take it. I don't know who would have had access to get into your purse. But I can tell you that somebody did take it out of your purse. I don't feel like it was a child. I don't feel like it, that it's a child. It was altogether like in... Like a wad, I want to say like it was held together like in a wad of cash. And it was like it was folded up. That's what I want to do. I get that it was folded up and in your purse. And yeah, I feel like that it was taken, honey. I really do. I don't think that it's there in the house at all. I felt like that it was taken. But I don't feel like that it was a child. I don't know who could, you know, I don't know. I don't, for only thing I can tell you is that I feel like it was an adult. I don't feel like that it was a child at all.
Lim actually thanks you and says yes. And, you know, it's interesting, Elizabeth Rose, I agree with you. And I wish I could give you some better news on that as well. That I don't feel you're gonna actually get that money back either. And so, and I do apologize for having to share that bit of information with you. So we hope we have served you well, and hopefully, I will send you lots of love your way. And you know, as we all do, that miracles do happen. Okay. So on that note, Alan, Earth Warrior, he has a really great question here. And anyway, his question is, let's see, for any or all right, this is for any of you, but I'm going to go ahead and direct it specifically to you, Alan. He is in Western Australia, and the major city here is Perth, T-E-R-T-H. And please forgive me if I have not pronounced that correctly. I've been told a convergence of ley lines meet in or near this area. Could you please tell me what you get on the next? Okay. I'm going to ask that my caller please be patient, and we'll get right back. We'll get with you in just one moment, and thank you for your patience. So, Alan, if I may, could you please tell me what you get on the next year for this area and my place here as well? Great question, Earth Warrior.
Crossroads. A lot of people in the crossroads have a lot of spirit activity. A lot of times, crossroads are usually a symbol of choice, usually a symbol of making a hard choice in life. It normally differs between a career and a romantic, or I should say relationship level. There may be a time coming up for you in 2008 where you have to make a very important decision based on what is best for you. I do feel around February 20th, there is going to be a little bit of planning stages for some new venture. I feel it's something to do with career, but it is a new venture, and I do feel it is something connected to promoting your own business, or at least branching off into promoting your own business. This crossroads could be a symbol of, or an omen, I should say, of what is to come for you in terms of making choices. You're going to have a few different paths that you can take, and it is entirely up to you which you choose. However, you must weigh out the decisions of each individual path to see which is best for you. But my personal opinion is that I feel that it is an omen showing you what is there for you.
Wow, very, very nice, Alan. And you know, it's really interesting because I'd also like to kind of ask you a question and touch in that area as well, because I know that we have been for quite some time building the etheric ley lines just above the surface of Mother Earth. Could you touch on that too, and how is the older ley lines being taken over by the etheric ley lines, if you would? And we will be getting to our caller in just one moment, please.
A lot of people think that ley lines have demonic or negative presence within them as well. Old tradition states that a lot of people used to make deals with, I don't want to say demons, but some sort of demonic or manifestation to empower themselves to bring goodness into their lives. Whereas, in my opinion, I feel that ley lines, crossroads, or anything where it shows a variation of pathways that can be taken, I feel that it is based entirely on tough decisions in life. I feel like when you are at a point where people say during readings that you are in a crossroads, it's a point where your future isn't written. It is like an open or a free will point of your future where you can choose to have whatever you wish to happen. But there will be, I'll say, two, maybe three different possibilities to which you can take. And that's what it usually, to myself, resembles. That's what it normally means to me.
Thank you for answering that question. We did lose our caller, and I want to personally apologize to our caller that was on the line on hold. And anyway, we'll just continue moving forward with the show. And, you know, it's really interesting because I'd like to ask you a question as well. Let's see. Maybe I'll just go. Okay, let's go to Frances, if we may. We have a question from Lucky, and she wants to know, how can you tell if a channeler will come from the light or the dark?
It's actually very simple. Is there information leading you toward a stronger and clearer connection with source energy, or is it not? If it leads you toward God, it is coming from a God source. If it leads you away, it's coming from a different place.
It's really very simple.
Thank you, Francis. And you know, it's really interesting too, because I know that for myself, as I started to explore, you know, pulling in the channeling energy and actually giving guidance to people around me, I also, would ask and check in from the spirit. You know, I would ask myself, my higher self, or my own gatekeeper, and I would actually establish either a touch on my shoulder or a red flag of some sort if it truly wasn't what the person was presenting to me. So, and there's many other tools that you can use as well, don't you, Phil?
Well, you know, as a channel myself, I know that there are certain things that I use as indicators and that I can rely on as a channel to know where my information is coming from and to know that it's coming from a pure source. However, as a person who is consulting a channeler, there's a whole different set of criteria that you need to follow, and that's why I simplified that. If the information you're getting from someone who is channeling for you is leading you toward God, is leading you toward a stronger spiritual connection with your higher self, with those things that you consider sacred, then you know that that channel is bringing forward information from a pure source. If you are the channeler, however, then there are very specific things that you must do in order to establish that you are a clear channel.
Thank you. If I could interject, Francis, my apologies to you. I would like to take this opportunity to welcome back our caller. Please state your name and where you're calling from.
I just want to say hi to all my friends. This is Dr. Voodoo. Just want to say hi to all my friends on all you guys know me from Pal Talk, and just wanted to say hi.
Well, I'm glad you did, and let me firsthand apologize to you that we lost our connection with you, but I am so thrilled that you called us back. And while we have you, may we be of service to you by giving you a special 2008 message.
Ooh, well, that would be lovely.
Wouldn't that be fun?
That would be fun, yeah. Let's do it.
Okay. Thank you, and we'll go ahead and start with candlelight first.
Oh, I'm so glad you did that, Leilani. Dr. Voodoo, howdy, 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 howdy. I'm so glad you called in. I do have a special message for you. I expect you to come in touch with a new ability this year, something quite surprising, something that you have kind of had in the back of your mind that you really, really would like to be able to do, but thought that it was out of your reach or that you just quite weren't deserving of that ability. Know that your prayers have been answered. They've been heard, and they've been answered, and you will start to see the indication of that ability happening very, very soon. I'm getting the number 4 here, and I'm asking, is that 4 days, 4 weeks, 4 months? And I'm getting no, much closer. So within the next 4 hours, I want to say that there is going to be something absolutely brand new that's coming into your awareness. An ability that you thought was out of your reach is going to become not only within your reach, but one of your strongest abilities. So God bless you. Know that you are being blessed at this time, and that angelic energies and your own guidance is very close to you right now, surrounding you with love and working with your own energies. God bless you, Dr. Voodoo. Thanks for calling
thank
in.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Very nice, Francis. And Elizabeth Rose.
Hello there, Boo.
Hello. How are you?
I'm doing fine, dear. Let me tell you something. There's going to be major changes coming to you on 2008 in relationships. And you and I sort of hit on this before. But relationships are really going to come at you in a good, positive way. It's going to affect everything that you do.
Everything that comes to you the rest of the 2008 will be affected by the fact that your relationships are really coming online to be good and positive for you.
Well, that's great. Thank you very much. That was it was definitely unexpected. I just called to say hi to everybody, and I got such a wonderful, great readings from everybody.
Well, we're not done yet.
Okay.
Thank you, Elizabeth, and if I can ask Alan to come forward as well.
Hello, Dr. Voodoo. I just want to say that I have an angel here that has a very big soft spot for you. Goes by the name of Gabriel. Gabriel seems to favor the work that you do, but has a real... She's very intrigued with you, I can say that. You have a very open and very, very embracing spirit. I feel that everyone that you come in contact with, that you do inspire and leave them feeling a lot of hope, a lot of faith, and a lot of good energy. Now, what Gabriel was telling me is that she's seeing you moving into discovering more vibrations, musical vibrations, something to do with the meditation. I feel it's going to be using the likes of singing bowls, crystals, just different vibrations, different noises that you're going to be using to possibly create some sort of musical CD of some kind, but working to improve a different type of meditation technique for people.
Okay. You know, I hadn't thought about that, but it definitely sounds like something I could definitely do.
I'd also like to extend a message for you as well. And what I was picking up for you is that there's going to be various opportunities. I see a lot of decisions that will be presented to you for 2008. And what's going to be really wonderful about these opportunities is that you're really going to have the ability to kind of sit back and pick and choose what you feel is really going to be an enhancement of your own personal direction. I also want to let you know that there is another new spirit friend that's coming in, and he's quite large, I might say. And I would have to say that this particular spirit friend that's coming in actually is a teacher for you that will... He's way up there. He's like up in the 25th dimension or even higher is where I'm being pulled towards. And so I also know that you're going to be doing quite a few traveling as well. You're going to meet some very powerful, strong leaders that you're going to find that you're going to want to be a part of as a team member. But yet they'll be able to, they'll have their own... Well, let's just put it this way. They'll give you that space and allowing you to have your own identity because they'll have their own personal power well anchored. So we hope we have served you well, and aren't you glad you called in?
I am very glad. Like I said, it was a very unexpected, beautiful gift, and I thank you all for that beautiful gift. And you guys are sounding great on the radio. Wish you great luck and many blessings. And like I said, just called to say hi to my friends, and we'll speak with everybody again soon.
Excellent. Keep up the great healing work, by the way.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay, we'll talk again. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Ooh, that was fun. Wasn't that fun?
Isn't that wonderful when the angels push you like that to come in and receive the information that they're so delighted to give to you?
Absolutely. And I know that you guys felt that really strong, wonderful healing energy coming from Dr. Voodoo. And you know what was amazing, too, that I had felt to bring forward, but I'm going to do it now, is that, you know, you do really incredible healing now. As a facilitator, wait till you see what you're doing in 2008. But yet, I see this big old smile on your face, and so you've already got sneak previews of that as well, that you're really, really going up leaps and bounds.
We do.
Thank you, Don. I'd like to take this moment to welcome our next caller to the show. Please state your name and where you're calling from.
Oh, this is Paul, a.k.a. Ironic Bodhisattva from Power Talk.
Wow, and we're and you said from the UK, right?
Yes, I'm from the UK.
Oh, wonderful. Welcome to the show, Paul. Did you have a question for all of us?
Yes, I have a question for all three of the readers that are left. I would like them to talk about how they feel they're going to spiritually evolve within 2008 and how they're going to bring about that spiritual transformation through their spiritual practices.
Oh my goodness. Well, leave it to our good friend Paul to come up with a question like that. Well, for myself, Paul, I'm terribly excited. I talked a little bit about this at the beginning of the show, that I do have a new depth opening up for me in my clairaudience, and it's going into a new area in the way of animal communication. And I see myself working more and more with animals and the ability to heal with animals and to assist them in times of distress. I'm looking forward to being able to work closer and closer with not only live animals, but with animal spirit as they appear as guides for us. And I can't tell you how exciting this is for me. I lost my own pet this year very recently, and so being able to work with animal spirit has become very important to me and very personal for me. And I know that she is on the other side facilitating this new awareness for me, and I am looking forward to so much to working with her now that she is in spirit and not just enjoying her as my own little pet.
Oh, thank you, Bai Kendall.
Yes, absolutely. That was very nice. What about yourself, Elizabeth Rose?
Okay. What I can tell you that within the next year, I'm going to be doing some healing with horses. I've always worked with animals. Animals are very important to me. I do animal power readings, animal guide readings. The animals talk to me very, very much. So I'm going to be, like I said, starting with some healing and horses, and it's going to be very important with me, especially being here in the area that I am in Arizona. Also, I am finding that my channeling abilities have really begun to open more, and it's just like, here they are. I don't see them as well as I'd like to, but I don't think that I have to. For some reason, it's just like the clarity is in the voices that I get, and they tell me what they need to tell me to tell you what they look like. It's gotten very, very strong. And my working with kids will grow, too. I also do hypnotherapy, and I'm combining my hypnotherapy with my channeling abilities to help me do better for all my clients.
Very nice, Elizabeth Rose. And I'd like to invite Alan up.
Well, hello, Paul. I'd just like to say, first of all, hello and welcome on the show. My year ahead, well, I had a very good channel to tell me that rather than me just being able to absorb energies of celestial angels around me, that I'm going to be able to sustain them even when they're not with me. So I'm going to be using this to develop a few things, actually. I'm going to be working on my second book, which I've already started to write, which is going to be helping to teach people the language of angels. I'm also developing a website, which is already up and running, but it's going to be growing, hopefully, which actually helps younger generation. This website is set up in order to answer questions for young psychics, young gifted people, or even people in the, you know, any age whatsoever that really need question and answer. The site is www.ourspiritualjourneyglobalnetwork.50megs.com. www.crystalsandmeanings.com. And you can see things on there such as empathy charts, crystals and meanings. There's different psychic abilities and a greater in-depth understanding of what they are, what they offer. There's going to be dream interpretation. It's going to be a section on angels and what they are, what they're best called upon for. There's going to be so many different things that I have planned for 2008, but it seems to be mainly to help develop people.
Wow, this is nice. Thank you to all three of you. So what do you think, Paul? Ah, we must have already lost him.
I think we overwhelmed him.
Well said, Francis. We'll have to catch him at a later date.
We do have another caller, and I think we'll let your last guest on here because I thought you were done with him, so you might want to ask. You might want to have him come on if you weren't done with him. That seemed like a
Thanks, Don. Anyway, we'd like to take the opportunity to welcome our next caller to the show. Please state your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, hon. I'm calling from San Gabriel, California, and my name is God in Light. Actually, hi to everybody on PAL. As well, I had an experience, and I'm a channel guide now, and I wanted to know how I can reference to make somebody understand that they can alter people's lives if they lie about other people's readings.
And Francis, if you would.
I had a little difficulty hearing here. Are you talking about, did I hear you right in that you're asking how to explain to other people how they can see the light?
No, hon. Although I'm a channel guide, and I've had somebody kind of alter into life predictions that I have had, and I'm just kind of wondering how I can focus to make her understand that I can't help what my guides have to say.
Lilani, I'm going to need your help here a little bit. I'm having
okay.
I'm hearing her.
I can do that. And so our caller has asked, well, first of all, she shared with us that she is also a channel guide, and she gives messages out. And she's having a bit of a challenge with another individual to express that when she gets this information to the individual, is that the information is true messages coming from her spirit friends around her. Do you have any advice on how she can help this individual come to terms with that?
You know, when I first started reading, I was a child. And it was necessary for me to know that the information that I was getting was true, was factual, and was traceable. And so I asked my own guides to assist in that area, and I asked them to always give me information that had those three criteria to it, that it could be found as true easily, that it could be found as traceable easily, and that it could be found as useful easily. I didn't want anything that was extraneous, and I wanted it to be very direct. And they were, and still do, give me very factual information that can be researched, looked up somewhere. And so if she will ask her guides to give her this kind of criteria around her readings, she'll find that she'll be able to give information that someone can actually research and look up and find somewhere. It's going to be on a tombstone. It's going to be in a library. It's going to be found in a bookshop. It's going to be found within someone's family written history, something of that sort. So you can assist yourself in that way by being very direct with your guides and asking them for very specific information.
Helper, thank you so much and many blessings. And in 2008, I feel a lot of money raining our way as well.
I'd like for you to stay with us, if you would, and if I could have Elizabeth Rose come forth as well, and then we'll also go to Alan.
Sure, I would be honored.
Okay. I have to really agree with what Francine was going on with you about. It's very obvious that all of this is going on with you right now, and what's going on. And I wholeheartedly agree with what she was saying. I don't know that I can even add much to that at this point.
Thank you.
Thank you, Elizabeth. And Alan, if you would.
I just want to say that, you know, each individual has separate guides, you know, different levels that they work on, different frequencies. And sometimes, you know, one guide from, say, myself, as opposed to maybe Elizabeth or to Francis, maybe completely different message, but it will have the same goal. The message may be different, but the aim is always the same. It's usually about progressing. And you have to trust in the individual guides that are out there and just trust that they will find a way of communicating, however it may be or whenever it may be. And to remember that, you know, at times we may not be able to always make people understand about what the guides are trying to tell us. We just have to trust that they will, at their own given time, take on board what it is that we gave them.
So much, I understand, and many, many blessings to you.
I also would like to share with you as well, if I may. And one of the things that I'm hearing as well to give to you is that it really, truly is a matter of trusting yourself, really trusting that you have this loving bond and relationship with your spirit friends around you. And it's really interesting because when I give people messages, I don't doubt what I receive. I just put it out there for the individual and let them make that decision. Now, with that said, you can also put in place with your spirit friends is to work with their own spirit friends, their higher self, their own masters, and guides that are around them, to have an open communication at that level. So once that takes place, you'll find where immediately their own spirit friends will start communicating and working with that individual. So I will leave you with that, and we hope we have served you well.
Yes, you have. Many, many blessings to all of you. God bless.
And bless you as well. Wow, that was great, guys. And Elizabeth, we still have you with us, right?
Yes, you do. I'm here.
Okay. I'm going to have to keep a sharp eye on you, young lady. You just seem to keep hiding from us.
I tell you, it seems like that all of a sudden I'm here, all of a sudden I'm not there.
Uh-huh. Oh, a woman on a mission, I see.
It's certainly
so
beginning to look that way.
Oh, that's so cute. I couldn't resist teasing you at all. So before we take our next caller, if we could have Alan come up and to share another Christmas blessing for all our sisters and brothers worldwide.
Actually, I'm going to give you a blessing, which I wrote myself, actually.
Nice.
This is another healing prayer. This is my prayer. Angels afar, from heaven you reign. Hear my call, ease their pain. Bring the light of hope within. Show the way and let the healing begin. Bring about the love that we share. Teach them to tread where angels may dare. To walk in faith in night or in day. To feel the blessings in every way. And hope we heal the hearts of men. Time will tell only when. The healing subsides, we have good times instead. As we look on to the heavens, we look on ahead. Love, honor, and angels unite, bringing about the heavenly sight. steal them, angels, in and around. They send negative energy to the ground. Release and embrace the light of hope as you bear your wings so that we may cope, catching a glimpse of the blissfulness, feeling in heart our tenderness. Love shines on through darkness it may to show us the future, our bright blessed day. Is all of this within our power as we look to paradise in the blossoming flower? We seek, we find, so come what may, to heal us all, to heal this day. God be with you all tonight. Amen.
Wow, that was nice. Thank you. Wow. That was absolutely beautiful, Art and Ellen. Well, we have another question, and the question is, and I'll have all three of you answer this question if you would. The question is here, how do you get people to understand the meaning of karma? When? Oh, I'm not going to read the other part to this question. I'm just going to let you guys answer that part. If you would, Francis, I would appreciate it.
Did you hear me draw in a deep breath there?
Hey, you should see the other part of this question.
Uh-oh.
Anyway.
I'm going to kind of upset the apple cart here. I don't believe in karma. Not in its traditional sense. I think that with the discoveries of quantum physics, we have a new understanding of time and of relativity and of how our own lifespans and pathways are laid out in front of us. I don't see our lifetimes as one following each other. I rather see them as parallel. And so we have the ability to almost jump from one parallel existence to another and carry information back and forth between those factions of our souls that are simultaneously experiencing physical life. So when we need to find some piece of information to help us get through a difficult or a particularly difficult period of time in our present existence, what we're doing is actually reaching to the side to one of the parts of ourselves that is experiencing a parallel existence and drawing that information to us, something that that other part of ourself has already learned. And so for me, karma is not a matter of punishment and reward. It is instead a system of action and reaction. How does this action cause a reaction within me? And how is that reaction going to cause other reactions and actions within my own pathway? So I don't see it as a positive or negative. I see it rather as a lending of information from one part of ourselves to another. Kind of a different idea.
Thank you. Very nice. If we could have Elizabeth Rose as well come
okay.
forth.
For me, I'm not sure that I believe in karma as karma is either. I can tell you the one thing that has always given me the idea of what I feel karma is. And that is, of course, living by the golden rule. And I think it's just a matter that what we put out, we get back. It's the bottom line. If we put out negativity, we're going to get it back. If we put out positive, we're certainly going to have positive back. And I really, truly believe that if we treat others well, we will get treated well back. And we always get back what we put out. I've had people argue with me and say, oh, if you helped Mrs. Jones cross the street 10 years ago and she passed away, what is she going to do back to you that's going to get back to you? Well, perhaps it won't be Mrs. Jones. Perhaps it'll be a time when you've needed help to get across the street and someone will help you across. And to me, it's just that simple. It's all in how we treat one another.
And I think we need to treat each other the way we want to be treated. And I think that's a good thing for the whole world to know. Do we want to call that karma? I don't know.
Thank you. And Alan, if you would.
I'm not too sure about the word karma. See, I feel that energy has a way of balancing itself out. It's not so much that if we do something bad is going to happen. I feel that it's just the way that energy tries to evolve around us. That sometimes when we do put negative energy out to the universe, we do often get a negative result come back. It's just a way of showing us that we need to retain a sense of balance. That everything in life, you know, there is good and bad in everything that we do. That doesn't mean that we're always going to have badness or we're always going to have goodness. I think rather than the word karma, I like the word balance. That it shows that you have to put out both. Sometimes you have to give tough love in order to get a good result. Sometimes you have to be cruel to be kind, as they say. So sometimes karma is not really there in place. Sometimes you have to have a negative thought to surpass something, to overcome an obstacle in life. It doesn't mean that the reward is going to be negative. It could be very positive. So I feel that sometimes karma is not always really subject to what we're doing in our lives.
Very nice, Alan. And if I can have you stay with me just real quick, because there's part of that has come from the same listener that is hand in hand with karma. So, with that said, he also says, do people expect to be treated well if they don't treat others well? Is this also what they call the law of return?
I think, you know, there's a lot of people that don't have a lot of care for anyone else. You know, there are selfish people that exist in this world that think they can treat anyone how they choose, but still expect to be treated as kindly and considerate as they would wish. I don't think there's any sort of law to how you have to treat people in order to gain something in return. I feel that everyone in this world is capable of receiving light. Some are just not open to sharing. And I feel that some people just don't quite understand, you know, when they're giving out what they're really doing. I mean, some people don't intentionally mean to offend people. So should they be punished for that because they have offended someone? I think there's a lot of variables within that question itself. Personally, I think that everyone is subject to light and dark, and I think that we must have both of these in order to be a balanced spirit.
Thank you. That was very, very nice. Elizabeth Rose, I know that there was another question in Duncan Dice's room, and I truly would like to be of service to answer this question. Could you help me by bringing that question forward?
Yeah, I can, and it was for everybody that's here on the panel today. Country Gal was wanting to know, where does it look like she's going from here?
Oh, very nice. And Candlelight, if you would.
I didn't quite hear it clearly. Is she asking, where is she going from here, Country Girl?
Yes, that's exactly it.
Okay. Country Girl, what I'm seeing for you here is a bit of symbolism, and it's showing me what looks to be like a spring, like a spring in a car. You know how it goes in a circle, but it's also traveling upward at the same time. And as you push down on the spring parts touch each other, and then you let go of the pressure, and they expand away from each other. And that's what you're going through right now. You're in one of those cycles where you're moving forward, moving upward in your own energies and your own understanding. But then there comes this period of time where there is some pressure being placed upon you to really get that lesson deeply within your soul. And so you find yourself touching very similar events, similar situations, and it's bringing a particular lesson back to mind, and you feel almost as though you're reliving. Although it's not really reliving, you're more on the side of it this time. Instead of being deeply involved in it, you're watching it. And then that pressure releases as you recognize that lesson, and once again, you're going upward and round on that spiral and going into more and more understanding. And through this year, you're going to find that happening over and over and over again. And by the end of the year, you will be at the top portion of that spring and through this cycle of deep learning. And so for you, 2008 is a period of time in which you are revisiting lessons and finding more aspects of them to draw on, bringing your own understanding of your own pathway into deeper focus. I hope that makes sense to you.
I apologize, friend, for having to interject here. I know you're listening to me, Don, so I need to find out if I need to go ahead and, pardon me, end the show, or if I can go ahead and continue moving forward with the show.
You could. Talk for all the time. We don't have anything on right now, so that you will have a caller here coming in.
I know, and I got tons of questions as well. Thank you, Don. Thank you to BBS Radio. And real quick, we have to say goodbye to Alan. he was only able to be with us during this duration. And I truly, truly am very honored and grateful, Alan, that you have shared yourself with all of us and that you was so willing to come in and help me extend a gift of love to all our listeners. So we want to thank you for that.
Well, thank you very much, Jasmine. I'm very, very honored to be part of this and very honored to have known each of the guests and yourself tonight. And it has been a wonderful, wonderful experience. Just want to offer warm blessings and healing to anyone who is listening to the show, and to wish them all angels' blessings.
Thank you. Be well, my brother, and I look forward to talking with you again, and we'll say good night or good day, whichever it is in the UK for you. Wow. So guess what, everybody? We have had permission from the owner of BBS Radio to extend this show. So you guys have the call-in numbers. And I'm also, if I'm missing any of your questions, please forgive me. I am really working on bringing those questions forward for all of you. And I do look forward to having you guys call in as well. Now, we have our wonderful guest, Frances, and you guys all know her as Candlelight, and we also have Elizabeth Rose, and you guys all know her by Emeril Linus, and it's been a real pleasure to be able to stand beside each of you today. I've got a question for you, Elizabeth. Do we need to get Mommy Angel back on the line?
I don't see her online on PAL. That doesn't mean that she's not able to get back online. We can certainly give her a call and try to. I know she would be more than thrilled to hear from us.
Okay. I'll let you work on that on your side, if I may, and let me check to see if we have a caller. And if we do, I'd like to extend a warm welcome to our next caller. And if we do, please state your name and where you are calling from.
This is Don from Iowa.
Hi, Don. How are you?
Real good.
Great.
Excuse me?
Yeah, if I could get you to speak up just a little bit louder for us,
okay.
I'd appreciate it.
People probably don't hear this enough, but I've had the opportunity to work with many of them that you have on the show today, and people would really, really be surprised at the miracles that they work. And all of them has, when you were talking about tools earlier in the show, all of them has various tools that they're great teachers also. And you guys ought to work together and have a 24-hour marathon so that it can be heard worldwide, the people that's needing to be touched by you people.
You know what? I love the idea. Maybe I can talk with Don and see what he would, if he would allow us to do that. I think it would be really great to do that.
Well, I was very impressed with him today, but like I said, I've worked with many of you, and there are people that you give each one of you that were on today testimonials of what they've seen them do. And,
share with us real quick where you're calling from.
What I'm calling from?
Yeah, what state?
Iowa.
Ah, very nice. Very nice. Well, you know, if I'm able to pull that off and have a 24-hour telephone, you know, I'd love to have you come and join us as well.
That might be arranged because that way I could get by with bragging on the people you got there. And they can put me on the spot because this is a wonderful show you're having. And I know it's touching a lot of people, and there's more that's needed because, like at the first of the show, you said in the year 2008, there was going to be a lot of change, a lot of openings. You're leading the way, and you're leading the way with the right people.
Thank you. Matter of fact, if we may, I would feel extremely honored if you would bless all three of us with a special message from you.
Okay. Lana, I would like to want to start with you. And you can tell that you're guided by the higher power. Because this idea, people do not realize having today and this show was just thrown together. You worked many, many hours getting this put together. And I really appreciate the work and dedication you did this for this. And it wasn't for you, and I bless you for being so unselfish and so caring about other people. My candle, I bless you too because I've seen you very few times, but every time I've seen you, you've been willing to work with other people, and been able to get them to bring their own talents to the surface, and you're a great teacher, Ms. Bicanal, and I bless you for that. And Emerald, my blessing to you is keep up what you're doing. Sometimes we have challenges in life, like the book of Job in the Bible, but we're meant to be thankful and do more. And I want to thank you for all the miracles, and bless you for all the miracles I've seen you do, and keep up the good work. And I just love this show today, and the people you got on there, Lama. This is the first time I ever called in. I usually don't do stuff like this. Still there?
Thank you so much for sharing messages with us. And I know that Francis and Elizabeth have a special message for you. So we're going to start with Francis, and if you would, I'd love to bless our caller with a wonderful, wonderful, special blessing.
Well, I'd like to thank you for your words of encouragement, Don. They mean a great deal. You know, it's not very often that we who give messages actually get messages from other people. And so in its rarity, it's especially important to us to hear. And I want to thank you for that. I do have some information coming to you very soon. Some very important news is on its way to you, and I see it very close to your energy field. So be on the lookout. There's something very important coming to you. And you know, as I'm looking at this, I don't know that you have used much your own abilities in clairaudience, but I think that you're going to find a great opening, depth to your own clairaudient ability over the next few weeks. Some very strong indicators. And, you know, something has happened to me recently that has brought a new awareness of prayer and healing energy, in that I can hear it now. It comes to me as musical notes or musical tones. And I think you're going to experience something very similar. And just a little forewarning here, it's absolutely overwhelming to hear a choir of angels singing in a language of healing. And I think, Dawn, that this is something that's also coming to you, coming to your own awareness, healing energies of the earth coming to you. Rather than angelic source for you, it's going to come in earth source. And so I would expect to hear you talking more about hearing the sounds of wild animals, hearing the sounds of earth elementals, hearing voices within running water, and hearing voice or hearing words coming to you on the wind, that sort of thing. So God bless you, Dawn. You're going to find a great depth opening up to your own abilities coming to you very soon, and being able to use that information in very important ways, ways that make your heart sing. So God bless you.
Very nice, Frances. Really nice. And if you would, Elizabeth Rose.
Okay, Dawn. Dawn does a lot of good work for a lot of many people in, on Pal Talk. And not only on Pal Talk, a lot of people don't understand that the work that Dawn does in his community. He does a lot of extra work in the community. He's a very strong community person. He does for everyone. He does a lot of work for the vets. A lot of you may know that, some of you may not. He does a lot of extra work for people that are homeless, especially the vets. And believe it or not, there's a lot of them out there. And he's just a special person. He's going to continue to grow that way, and he knows that. There's much more for him to do, and he will continue with that. Dawn, you will also have a lot of people that are going to be with you every step of the way to help you with this. And you already understand that because you've had that. But it's going to grow even more so. And there will be people that will step in that will amaze you with all of their presence and their gifts that they can hand you and give to you at this time. It's just a given. A man with such a heart as yours will always be there for many others, and they will for you.
Wow. Ooh, I can feel the tears actually swelling up in my eyes. And I know that you have really touched my life as well, as you have touched many others as I've sat back and observed. But, you know, I have to say that you have really, really touched me. And even just being, just noticed me when I came in just to listen and share with all your presence. And I personally want to thank you for supporting me. You have been a tremendous gift to me.
Well, thank you. And I really, 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 really feel that you had to put a one-sentence theme on your room today. It was helping people by realizing principles, not personality. Because it shows that we may have individual personalities, but we all can work together for the betterment of mankind.
Yes, absolutely correct. And it's a wonderful group, you know, because that has been a very strong message all year, that it was time for us to stand side by side of each other, is that we all had very similar common goals, and that was to be a service to humanity and to bridge that gap between all peoples and all cultures. And Father always said to us, when two or more gather, there is indeed power. And we are seeing it happening, not only just this moment in time, but as each day unfolds and the days that have passed. So thank you.
Well, I'm going to let you go now so that you can share with other people. I don't want to take up all of your time.
Well, thank you for calling in, and we trust we have served you well as you have for us, and bless you and your family.
You have.
Thank you. Well, that was great, wasn't it, ladies?
Wasn't that wonderful?
Oh, my gosh, that really, really touched me. We have another question, and I'd like to go ahead and present it to both of you young ladies. And it's from Ben, and the question is, I want to know about my job prospects. Will I get work soon and making the amount of money, I will need to sustain myself?
Ben, I see this period of time coming up in the next, about 5 to 6 months, closer to 5 months, actually, and in which it is going to continue to be a little bit of a struggle. But know that things are simply gathering for you in this period of time. And after that, about the 5.5 month period of time, I think you're going to see something very practical, something very useful coming into your awareness. Whether this is a new job or a promotion within the same job, I'm not sure, but I do see that you're being kind of lifted up and set on your feet and able now to really make some practical plans. It seems like up to this point you've kind of had to go wherever the wind takes you, and now you're being set up on your feet in a solid position and able to actually make some decisions and make some real plans to work towards. So there's a great improvement that's going to happen for you.
Thank you, Don, and thank you, Francis. If I may have you hold your thought here, I'd like to take a moment to welcome our next caller. I'd like, please give us your name and where you're calling from.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm Eileen from Pennsylvania. I recently got a job from helping a metaphysical person who has written 7 or 8 books, and I'm wondering, will I be able to really help him make a difference? He's all about getting the message out. He doesn't even charge very much for his books. Some are free. But will I be able to really make a difference in helping him?
If we may start with Elizabeth Rose first, and then we'll go to Francis at that time. Elizabeth?
Hello. And I hear you're getting some frightful weather there in PA here lately here.
Oh, we just had hail and sleet all day.
Yeah, that's what I've been hearing, honey. Well, I tell you that, yes, you are going to make a huge difference, okay?
Oh, good.
Yeah, you are going to make a huge difference.
And it's and the reason that you are is because it's coming from your heart.
But right now,
and honey, anytime we anything that comes from the heart, it's all good. And I just felt such love when you were talking about that and saying that and putting it out there. And you're going to just, it's, you know, there's no, you're going to know what to do, when to do it, how to do it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's as if you're going to feel like that somebody is actually guiding you with each step and with each thought that you've got to do with this person, okay? It's going to make a huge difference.
Oh, good. It's only volunteer right now, and he says that will change. Will it be able to help me? Because I need the help bad. But it's not my main reason for doing it, you know?
He will. He will, but I'm telling you that that's not the reason you're doing it.
No, it isn't.
And I know that's not the reason you're doing it. I'm feeling that. He will. It won't be a huge difference. Does that make any sense to you, I think? Because I think you know his situation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And but he will. It's just I keep getting that that's not the reason that you're doing this. But it will come back to you tenfold.
Wonderful. It very much is my passion. Finally, I found my passion. It's what I've always wanted to do with this particular thing.
Yeah, I know you have, and it's been a long time coming, and that's why I said it's going to come back to you tenfold. Not necessarily from this man, that you will get it back, hun.
Oh, good. That's so wonderful. I really do want to help make a difference, and it seems to be the way that I'm meant to do it, you know?
I agree with you wholeheartedly. What you do, sweetheart, you've been doing it with love and light. Continue to do that, okay?
Okay, I sure will. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Thank you and many blessings to you. Have a great, great Christmas to you and yours. I'd like to bring the next question forward, if I may, and it is from DJ, and this is for you, Francis. The question is, I own and operate my own business, and I have been trying to bring in a second person to assist me, and I thought I found that person. But now she seems to have just disappeared. Was this meant to be or not?
Well, in a way it was. You know what the problem is here? Is that she can't keep up with you. You are a powerhouse, boy. I mean, you just run people ragged because you have such high energy, such high hopes, and such high dreams that you're going along at 150 miles an hour, and these people are paddling feet as fast as they can, and they just can't keep up with you. And so you're a challenge to them. I'm going to encourage you to keep looking for that assistant, because I do see you finding someone who not only is of tremendous help to you, but who brings in their own energy and adds to yours, and your business is going to expand because of them. I see you being able to actually get to a point where you're able to step back and take some alone time for yourself, some rest time to recoup your energies and come right back into the business with a whole new fresh set of ideas and go right back at 150 miles an hour. So I'm going to encourage you to keep looking for that person because they are out there. They're very close. You're going to find them very quickly, and it's going to be of tremendous help to you, and your business is going to expand. I see a great deal of growth coming to what you do and a great deal of energy involved in that. So take heart, you're on the right path, and you're going to a great period of expansion within your own business. I think you're going to be very pleased with the results at the end of the year.
Oh, yes, I will definitely agree with that big time in a major, major way. So I'd like to suggest, DJ, that you put on your seatbelt and get ready. I'd like to invite our next caller and to the show,
And I'd like to have you share your name and where you're calling from, please.
Hi, Jasmine.
Aloha and welcome.
Hi, Anne. This is Raymond from the UK. I've been listening to your show, thoroughly enjoying it. I've been receiving many, many messages from various people around the world, and they all concern two people, specifically three child and her husband, Igmund. And what people are telling me, and these are email messages and so on, is that those two people need to know that they are loved by many, many people around the world, and their efforts are fully appreciated, and their hard work and their divine spirits are recognized. That's it.
Very
thank
nice.
Thank you for the opportunity to pass that on, not only from myself, of course, but from many other people around the world who know them and love them dearly.
Thank you. We are honored.
Okay.
Have a great, great Christmas.
Cheers. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. Wow. Is this... This is so great. I'm doing everything I can to keep my heart from just exploding all over the place. This brings me a tremendous amount of joy to be of service to all of you. But most importantly is that I'm able to have the opportunity to give back to each and every one of you. I mean, you guys have really given a lot to me in such a short period of time, many of you. And then I have all the wonderful friendships that I have built throughout this year. And I really wanted to reach out to all of you worldwide to really let you know that I am truly grateful to have every one of you in my life. And I wanted to find a way to send out to all of you to have a wonderful, wonderful Merry Christmas full of warmth, love, gratitude. We have got a great 2008 coming for all of us, and there is no better way than to be of service. That is what makes my heart sing. That is what makes my soul tick. And it's a deep passion within me. And so thank you for allowing me to give back to all of you. Thank you to all my guests that have touched me and this show and made it so successful of where it's at today. On that note, are you young ladies ready to move forward?
Sure.
Okay. Well, of course. We have had one great day. I know it has been for me, and I hope my Francis and Elizabeth that you are having fun.
Most certainly. I enjoy it very, very much.
Excellent.
Well, you know, if we weren't doing this, we wouldn't know what to do with ourselves.
Well, that is true, isn't it? We'd probably be out there somewhere stirring up something, that's for sure. What do you think, Elizabeth?
I believe that's probably very, very true. I know that this is how I keep out of trouble.
Yeah, me too.
I get in more trouble than not.
Well, I want to ask you, both of you, before we continue giving spirit messages for our listeners today, I'd like, if you would, Francis, if you'd share the special plans and how you're going to celebrate the birth of our divine brother, Master Jesus. And then I'd love for you to share as well, Elizabeth Rose.
Well, as you may know, I was raised Roman Catholic, and so this
period of time within our church is extremely important, extremely festive, and filled with ritual. And I take a particular delight in the Catholic rituals. I'm going to be spending a lot of time in church and with my religious family. I'm going to be spending some time with my own family, and that's kind of a rarity for me, so it's going to be particularly special. And I'm put aside some special time. I've undergone some health problems very recently, and it's very important for me to take some time for healing. And so I'm actually going to be setting aside particular devotional time to sit with my own angels and to soak in the energies and simply spend time with them.
Very nice, Frances. And I'd love to hear what you've got planned, Elizabeth Rose.
Okay. Actually, with my plans, I'm doing some volunteer work. I'm also starting up a new project with a local new business, and I'm helping them get that started right now. My family are not close to me. They're 2,500 miles from me. I'm not going to be able to visit them this year at Christmas, and I'm really going to miss that. But I, too, by angel, am very active in my religious beliefs, and I believe that I, you know, so long as someone has faith, I think that's the most wonderful thing in the whole wide world. I'm not Catholic, but many of my friends are Catholic, and I do volunteer at one of the Catholic clinics. And I really recognize that very, very much. I was actually raised a Southern Baptist, which has changed over the years with my beliefs. But I have to tell you that I talk to God constantly. Jesus is in my heart. And I have a really, really strong belief that so long as we all believe in something, and it doesn't matter what we believe in, so long as we have faith in a higher source, whether we call it God, Jesus, Goddess, whatever, Buddha, doesn't matter to me, Hindi, so long as we have that, that's what makes our world go around, and it envelops us in everything that we do. And I, you know, to me, that's the most important thing. And I think we see that even more each day. A lot of people go, oh, but people aren't going to church or they're not doing this. But we actually see more goodness coming from this earth right now. And then next year is going to be fantastic for it.
Thank you. And I'd like to share my own thoughts, if I may. And I've done this for many years. And, of course, a lot of you know that I have no family around me, and that was obvious, my own choice. And so anyway, I have my Christmas tree is called the Friendship Tree, and it's been a tradition that I started when I came here to the mainland. And all the people that have touched my life one way or another, I've asked them to contribute to my friendship tree, and they've all been handmade, and they have their name and the year that it was actually placed upon my friendship tree. So it's a very special moment for me. It gives me the opportunity to reflect back on all the people throughout many years that have enhanced my life one way or another. And one of the special things I like doing, especially for Thanksgiving and Christmas, is to cook a really nice dinner and invite all my neighbors to come and sit and join me in a Christmas or Thanksgiving celebration. So thank you for allowing me to share that as well. On that note, we have a quick question for Emeril. So give me just a second here, because they've changed my position on the question I needed to ask you. Anyway, this question is going to be directed to you. It's really interesting because
I know that we all have sat together and really had discussions about conditioned love and versus unconditional love this year, and there's been many discussions on this subject matter. And you know, this is a season to remember that to have the sense of giving to others during this season. It you can give by thoughtfulness and good-heartedness, or even just a smile to share with another person as you cross the path. So the question is, do you know Auntie Brenda? Elizabeth Rose.
Do I know her? I do know her from online. I do not know her personally, no.
Okay. Great. This was the question that was presented to you, and I'm getting all kinds of big smiles on this end, so I'm not sure what that means.
Yes.
Oh, you never know what's up. Anyway. Okay. Next question we have from our listeners is Lady Snake, and she says, I would like to know what the new year will bring. If you would, Francis.
The new year for Lady Snake. A lot of new projects. Wow. A lot of opportunities to experience your own personal power, Lady Snake. A lot of opportunities to tap into your own creativity. Very high energy for you this year. A lot of reasons to be enthusiastic. A good time to begin to establish a new way with your own family, a way that is closer and more tight-knit than it has been in the past, one where you're actually going to establish yourself as a sort of spiritual leader within your own family circle. And a lot of warm, wonderful opportunities for closeness and sharing. And I see a new child coming into your own influence. I don't know whether this is a new child born into the family within this year or whether it's simply a child who suddenly discovers you as a mentor, as a leader for them, someone that they establish as someone to look up to. But I do see you working very closely with one particular child who is extremely gifted and who brings a great deal of joy to your heart. And I'm going to invite you to do something, Lady Snake, and that is to set up, probably for the first time for you, your own personal altar. A white cloth, a white candle in a clear holder, and a bell. One simple, clear-toned bell. And use this as a place and a time to establish a sacred moment for yourself. A time when you can simply sit in silence and invite the angels into your own atmosphere, into your home, and into your heart. I think that's going to be very important for you. It's going to bring you the opportunity to hear guidance, particularly for this little child who is coming to you asking for knowledge. You are the one person who is going to be most influential in their life in this coming year. So God bless you. You know, that is a particularly sacred position to hold within the family. And I think you're going to find a great deal of joy in this child this year. So God bless you. What a wonderful way to spend the year.
Thank you, Francis. Our next question is for Elizabeth Rose, and this is from Ben. Wants to know about job prospects, will I get a job soon and making the amount of money I need to make?
Okay. Ben, I feel like that you are going to find a job that soon. I feel like you're going to come up on this job within the next, I want to say, for some reason I'm getting four. I started to say three and it just shouted at me four, so it's going to be four. I don't know if that's 4 weeks, 4 months, but it's going to be a four, something to do with that. I can tell you that it's not going to be the type of work that you've always done. It's going to be something that will actually catch your eye and you'll think, I should do that. I should try this. And you will try for it. You will get the position. Money-wise, I see it at first being a little less than what you've been doing, okay? But I got to tell you that if you'll stick with it, within the year, it'll work out really, really well for you and be much more than what you thought it was going to be.
Thank you. Elizabeth Rose, thank you very much for that. So our next question, and I'll, if I may, have both of you answer the next question. And when you have given the information, if I could have you give your website and your email address for those that would like to set up an appointment or have a one-on-one private reading session or healing session with either one of you. I also want to remind all our listeners worldwide to please visit my show page with bbsradio.com. I have a wealth of information that I've shared with all of you about all our guests for on this show today, and I do have their contact information as well listed there. And I will keep that posted for the next week before I have to post my next show information up. So it'll be there available for all of you. On that note, our next question is from Sunstar. The question is what is supposed to occur with this expansion?
Sunstar, I see you being placed into a position of authority as a leader, as someone who makes the decisions and disseminates the responsibilities to others. So if this is in your, I want to say this is in your job, a promotion to a position of authority. If you own your own business already, know that you are going to be greatly looked to for guidance as far as the business is concerned. But at any point, you have the ability within this coming year to really take a stand of protection and defense for other people who are working for you. So I see you taking a position of leadership this year. And you know what? Just before the question was asked, I actually heard some very sharp knocking. Opportunity is knocking at your door. And I want you to open up that door and see what that opportunity is and rejoice in it, because it's a tremendous opportunity for you to take something that's going to bring you the opportunity to do a great deal of rejoicing. I see some very definite benefits coming your way and a lot of reason to celebrate. I see you surrounded by people who are just so thrilled at your success and are just standing under a rainbow of gratitude and hopefulness, and some really tremendous strides for you happening this year within your own career. So congratulations to you beforehand. You're going to be tremendously successful this year. And so I want to give you my website just in case you want to spill some of that success over. www.readingsbycandlelight.hotmail.com. And my website is www.franincolorado.spaces.live.com.
spread the wealth around, would you?
You know, it's really interesting because one of the listeners put a wonderful comment in the room, and I'd like to take a moment to actually talk about that for a moment because, the matter of fact, let me see if I can find that real quick. It was talking about just planting a tree, and what a wonderful idea. And I had forgotten that I had done that many years ago, and I lost, you know, my, well, excuse me, let me repeat that again. My father made the transition to the other side, and so what I did is I went to the National Forest Rangers and got 20 baby trees, and I went out and planted all 20 of these trees and in tribute of my father's life here, and also in honor of him raising me and bringing me into this world and giving me the foundation and the basic understanding about life. And I'm glad, just wanted to commend the listener for really sharing that in the room, because that is a wonderful way. Not only that we can contribute to Mother Earth, but it also sure helps our environment, doesn't it? Is to give back. So thank you for bringing that forward. Now, Elizabeth Rose, Ben has made a comment in the room, and it says, depends on how many hours I have to work to make the amount of money I need to achieve my dream, if I can teach or not. Would you like to comment on that, Elizabeth?
I certainly would. Ben, I want you to know that it's important that you teach, okay? The way about you and the way that you do it, honey, is very humbling. You're very patient with people. How many hours are you going to have to put into it? You put in the hours that you choose to. That's been one of the problems in the past for you with teaching, is that you felt like you had to do so much and you had to just do this and you had to do that. And, honey, you need to understand that sometimes teaching is taking care of yourself also, all right? You need to take a step back, wait a while, and then you can do it again. What I mean by that is not to go 20 hours a week at teaching when you can suffice with 10. So it takes a little longer. I know you get very excited with teaching, and that's why I think that you need to go back to it. It's very important that you do. But you need to lessen the hours, honey, and take better care of yourself. I see you doing something with your hands. I want you to know that. Okay? I'm not sure what it is you're going to be doing with your hands. I know that you're limited with some of the things that you can do, but you will do better with it. And I want you to go back to teaching. It's important that you do that, honey. Also, you know, one other thing that I'm getting is that you're not happy unless you're teaching. I want you to understand that. You're not happy unless you're teaching.
Thank you, Elizabeth Rose. Our next question that has come forward is, Muscle says, the real question, Elizabeth Rose, is, would you like to know Auntie Brenda? So, I don't know. Anyway, I'll let you ponder on that for just a moment here. But it's a direct question.
I'm going to answer that for you, Elizabeth. I know Auntie Brenda, and you absolutely do need and will want to know Auntie Brenda. She's a wonderful lady on Pal Talk, and quite talented and very enterprising, and you really need to get to know Auntie Brenda.
Thank you, Miss Candlewhite. Actually, Francine, you know, I agree with you wholeheartedly.
from what I've seen of what she does, honey, she's a fantastic woman. For those of you who don't know, Ben that I've been answering these questions for is actually Auntie Brenda.
Well, thank you, ladies. I had to bring that forward. I really did. If I can start with Frances, if you would share once again a little bit more about your spiritual gifts and your website email address with our listeners, and then we'll have you as well, Elizabeth Rose, share.
Well, as you know, I was raised by psychic parents. My mother was a healer, an intuitive healer. And by working with her, I was taught a very specific and compassionate way to work with people in illness and to work with their healing and their recovery. And I've found a lot of opportunities in my lifetime to put those practices into good use, volunteering in different situations. My most recent project was working with women who were in hospital diagnosed with terminal respiratory illness, and leading them in ways of positive thinking and positive healing. And I saw miracles occur with these women, and they taught me great lessons of spirituality that I know will carry me forward for the rest of my days. My father was a dowser, and I remember walking fields in Colorado with him up and down these long rows to find water, and having him teach me how to listen to earth energies. And because he was a musician, he actually, I believe, brought out a great depth in my clairaudience that would not have otherwise been developed. And so I have the ability to hear the singing of the universe, which brings a great deal of comfort to me, and I try to pass that along as I give my messages. Many of the things that I receive come through that source. I hear the voices of angels, and can't tell you how deeply it affects me. And when I see an angel and hear its voice giving me a message for someone, I feel particularly blessed to be able to pass along that information, and very privileged to be able to touch those energies. And, you know, there's something that the angels right now have been kind of nagging at me about for the last 10 minutes, and I haven't said it, but I really feel like I'd better before they start to get angry with me. Something was brought out in your last show, Leilani, was the importance of plant life in the assistance of healing and prevention of cancer in people. And so I'm going to invite your audience this Christmas to make a gift of a living plant to someone that they find particularly special in their lives, giving it with the knowledge that by giving this living plant, they are assisting that person in their own healing and prevention of illness within their household, no matter what kind of plant it is. And right now is a great excuse to give poinsettias, right? So Earth energy is calling to us and asking us to not only assist it, but to allow it to be of assistance to us in ways that we might not have thought about before.
So I'd like to ask you a question, Frances. What is the song of the universe sound like? Pardon me for stumbling over myself, so let me repeat that again. What does the song of the universe sound like? Would you share that with us?
I hear it as a combination of tones. So it starts out for me to be almost like soft cymbals and soft bells combined, and they crescendo, and I hear blended into that the humming of voices, and the words are almost there, but I can't quite tell what the word is. It's definitely a clear, bell-like voice that I know is the choir of angels. And along with that,
hold your thought, please, Francis. I'm sorry, Don, go ahead.
You gotta wrap up in a few minutes.
Oh, hey, Seth, where have you been? Don't leave. it's good to hear your voice, Seth. How are you? I know. That's okay. I just want to introduce all of you listeners to a really, really great man. This is Seth. He's been wonderful, and I personally, Seth, would like to thank you for all your support and backing up this show. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you.
So, okay. So I'll wrap this show up, and thanks again, Seth, for letting me share you with all the listeners.
It's my
anyway,
pleasure.
Okay. Thanks, Seth. Anyway, I just got my red light from BBS Radio. I will have to wrap up the show with all of you. It has been a real honor, and I truly want to thank all of you for allowing me to give back to all of you in a very small way. It's so interesting. I sit here and realize that I could never truly, truly extend my giving to all of you that you have so generously given to me this year. But know this tonight, that I really am very grateful to all of you for not only being in my life on a personal level, but as my listeners. You're so much more than just listeners to me. I also want to thank all the UK people, because I know it is very late in your part of the world, but I wanted to recognize that as well. Thank you to all my guests, and we're going to do this again. Thank you, Francis, and to Elizabeth Rose, to Alan Wilkes, to Mommy Angel, Georgette, and also to Veronica. It has been a real honor to stand by each of you. And remember to have a very Merry Christmas and make it about gratitude and love. On that note, I want to say good night to each of you.